Tell us what it's like to be a player for Virginia Tech and win a game against Virginia.
Oh, it means a lot. I think until I was thrown into the starting role, I never knew how much was riding on this game, you know. So many fans sending me emails and just so many extra interviews, and there's a lot of pride on the line, you know, bragging rights in the state of Virginia, and it meant a lot to, you know, keep the Commonwealth Cup in our corner.
Sean, was there a little bit more riding on this game for you? I know you had talked about wanting to send a message to Virginia because they sort of spurned you, didn't offer a scholarship, but do you have a little bit more of a chip on your shoulder for this game?
Yeah, a little bit, especially since my brother's sitting at home with a scholarship offer from UVA. you know, I was offered by a lot of ACC schools, but, you know, UVA was only an hour down the street, and they weren't one of them. So, you know, it all worked out for me, and I'm real happy where I'm at, so it probably wouldn't have mattered. But, you know, I never forgot that. It's always been in the back of my mind.
Well, you'll have one more game to play in this college football season because Virginia Tech will be in a bowl. 12 games in the regular season, 10 until you get a touchdown pass today. Sean, we've talked to you from time to time over the course of the season, and we know it's a learning process for any young player to be put in this situation. Now that the regular season is over, maybe you'll have a little time to reflect. Give us your sense of what it was like for you playing quarterback at Virginia Tech this season, the ups and the downs.
You know, it was a lot of fun, and you're right, we did have some ups and downs. You know, we started off hot, and then we, you know, lost two straight, and everybody wrote us off, you know, said, you know, Virginia Tech doesn't have it this year. And I think it speaks a lot for the character of our team because we really turned this thing around, reeled off, you know, 6 wins to finish out the season, a lot of them against, you know, highly ranked opponents. You know, Clemson came here, we went to Wake Forest, and then UVA, we went down to the Orange Bowl from Miami, and we never let up. And, you know, I'm just real proud to be a part of this team, you know, the way we turned it around, finishing off with 10 wins.
Sean, it's safe to say the defense for Virginia Tech is potent. You comes in second in the nation, the fourth shutout of the year. How much of a load off your shoulders does it give you as leader of the offense to know that regardless of what situation that defense gets put in or what team you go up against, that defense and your defense is going to pretty much keep you in every single game?
Oh, they're pretty unbelievable. They let up like 110 yards or something like that today. I mean, I think they're playing as good as any defense in the country right now. And like you said, it takes a load off, you know, takes a little weight off our shoulders. You know, we don't have to press the issue. We don't have to try to, you know, force things to score points because you know, there's a good chance that the other team's not scoring too much either. And, you know, our defense may be their play may be the main reason that, you know, we were able to win these last 6 games because since the Boston College game, they've been relentless.
Sean, thanks for your time. As always, congratulations on the victory today, the success during the regular season. Enjoy the holiday season.
Oh, thank you, and same to y'all.
That's Sean Glenn had a touchdown pass today as Virginia Tech shut out Virginia 17-0 in the Cavaliers. Stuck on 5 wins, not bowl eligible with 10 victories. We'll see where Virginia Tech will go in the bowls.
Oklahoma has gotten into the end zone. Paul Thompson throwing a touchdown pass of 13 yards to Jaquan Iglesias. Heading the PAT, Sooners up on the Cowboys 13-7.
We're going to talk some college football next hour. We're going to head out to Hawaii. The OC.
College basketball.
Oh, maybe we can talk college football.
Is he a big football fan?
No. Louisville's taking a 7-0 lead over Pittsburgh. That is college football. Colby Smith, 19-yard touchdown run. But the OC, Jim O'Connell, will join us next hour on Sports Saturday.
Savvy investors expect the unexpected. Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, is the source that allows them to stay one step ahead of the market. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's and Barron's Online for only $39. Barron's provides the investing ideas and market insights you can use to grow your portfolio, plus in-depth articles and analysis on the companies investors are watching. Barron's columnists tell it like it is, giving readers critical advice that is always honest and sometimes hard to swallow. Barron's has the tools and and strategies to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for up-to-the-minute market news, there's Barron's Online with its powerful investment tools like the Stock Screener and the Stock Grader. Get 13 weeks of Barron's and Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. only. Barron's. See what others don't.
Call now, 800-351-5300. That's 800-351-5300 for Barron's.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
You just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore? You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the health care discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 health care professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-1623. That's 800-654-1623. Not all services available in all states.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. Call now. 800-795-6116. 800-795-6116. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now. 800-795-6116. That's 800-795-6116. 800-795-6116. Not available in all states. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma Association membership may not be required.
The winter season is here. Are you confident that your old heating system is going to last? Well, you can start enjoying comfort this winter season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust, Sears, with unbeatable pricing and our satisfaction guarantee. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0604 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Offer ends 12707. Call Sears now at 1-800-241-0604.
Ready to take control of your credit card debt?
Credit Guard of America cut my monthly payments in half.
Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit service that's helped thousands of people to move on with their lives.
Credit Guard of America saved me over $13,000 in interest-free loans.
Call now to reduce your monthly payments. Cut the interest rates on your credit cards by up to half. And get your unsecured debt paid off years earlier.
Don't you owe it to yourself to work with a real nonprofit service? Certified counselors are standing by. 1-800-239-44. The flagship station of the Pirates. Talk 1070 WNCT Greenville. Talk 1070 presents.
Like a ghost on the wind, he comes from the sea, and trembles the foe like a storm on the lee. With swashbuckling swagger and a Jolly Roger laugh, he flies the black flag on a whalebone staff. He has a black-patched eye and a ring in his ear, and on his wind-burned face a crusty grizzled beard. With a bone-cold glare and a sneer on his lip, he has a cannon by his side and a cutlass in his grip. With a thunderous blast from his cannon's might, he shivers the strong and cripples their fight. He takes what he's lost and turns it to gold, for he's crafty and shrewd, and he's fearless and bold. He's dashing and daring, a fierce buccaneer, for the sight of his plunder pales many with fear. From East Carolina, victories are told of the spirit of the pirate and his purple and gold.
From Fort Benton to Fort Game Day,
border to border and around the world on Talk1070.com. It's the Pepsi Game Day Countdown.
Backyard brawl between ECU and NC State tonight from Raleigh, and the Pirates' postseason hopes hinge on this one. This is Patrick Johnson along with Trent McGee and our entire countdown gang. We'll count you down to the Pirate ASP Sports Network coverage right here on Talk 1070. Stay tuned. We pop the top on the Pepsi Game Day Countdown next.
Flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Diet Pepsi presents a light, crisp, and refreshing look at new music genres, like hip-hop.
Rolling with my homies, checking out the clubs, got the bling-bling baby, and I'm looking for love. Player-hating homies, stop at frontin'. Holla at the DJ, this is our speed bumpin'. Hip-hip fly, shorty's dampin', bustin' moves so ill. I grab the microphone to the floor, my skills. Got more flow, that's for sure, I'm the real dealio. MC to the isle, that's for chisel. MC to the isle, that's for chisel. MC to the isle, that's for chisel. MC to the isle, that's for chisel.
Well, there you have it. A light, crisp, and refreshing look at hip-hopper. If you're looking for something else that's light, crisp, and refreshing, grab yourself an ice-cold Diet Pepsi. Light, crisp, refreshing. Diet Pepsi.
WAC panics first 3 months, then resume to normal. Terms and conditions may vary.
Attention, local car, truck, van, and SUV buyers. You've seen them on TV. You've heard them on the radio through 6 p.m. Saturday. The National Auto Wholesale Liquidators are coming to Greenville to host a gigantic four-day used car sale exclusively at Bob Barber Honda. Over 500 vehicles during this first-time event. Honda, Toyota, Chevys, and Fords. Thousands below wholesale. Bad credits, no credits, it's good. It's okay. All credit applications accepted if you have any job. Only at Bob Barber Honda. $9,000 cars. $5,000. $5,000 cars. $2,000. Up to 50% off original MSRP. Pick your monthly payment. Everything will be liquidated through 6 p.m. Saturday. Only at Bob Barber. Call 355-2500. That's 355-2500. If you're even thinking about buying a vehicle anywhere else this weekend, don't do it. The National Auto Wholesale Liquidators Event at Bob Barber Honda on Memorial Drive.
Here's Carrie Bradley of Cyber Sharks Incorporated of Greenville. Carrie, how has the East Carolina Bank helped your business?
I've been banking with ECB for about 3 years now when I got frustrated with my old bank. A friend recommended ECB and I've been glad I made the switch. When I visit the local branch, the folks are friendly, personal, and actually know my name. My ECB banker, Jerry Brett, took the time to understand my business and listen to my financial needs. And I like the fact that they make local loan decisions. Now I can focus my time on CyberSharks.net, web hosting. Investing and Development Simplified.
Enjoy banking the traditional way, local and in person. Stop by one of two locations in Greenville, 1001 Red Banks Road or 2400 Stantonsburg Road. Call 355-8200 today to experience a better banking relationship. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you noticed how some restaurants are saying now they let you build your burger to order? Like that's news. Where have these people been? I mean, Fuddruckers has been doing that for 25 years. Those other restaurants say they make sure your burger is built the way you want it. Hey, Fuddruckers guarantees it. You know it's the perfect burger because you get to make it that way. It's all about freedom of choice at Fuddruckers, folks. You decide the size of the burger, how you want it cooked, and you have total freedom on the toppings, so you can build it any way you want. You want 4 tomatoes? 10? 20? Go for it. No wonder Fuddruckers has been the home of the world's greatest hamburgers for 25 years. Fuddruckers, making the world a burger place.
Fuddruckers, next to the Carmike Cinema on Fire Tower Road. Check out Fudd's for lunch and enjoy the great lunch menu starting at just $5.99. Fuddruckers.
You're listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
For the 24th time, East Carolina, NC State, and the game in Raleigh as the Pirates and the Wolfpack finish out their respective 2006 seasons. Hello again, everyone. Patrick Johnson, Trent McGee on Scoreboard Watch, and we welcome you into our Pepsi Game Day Countdown. Today we're live from Greenville, but live in Raleigh right now is Kevin Monroe, former ECU defensive star. These teams coming off losses and teams that are playing for very different motives. They're taking the field later tonight at Carter-Finley Stadium. Kevin, it's pretty simple for the Pirates and East Carolina win. Skip Holtz will assuredly take this program bowling in just his second season. It'll be the first bowl game appearance for the Pirates since 2001. Certainly a lot to, or rather 2002, but a lot to play for. But will East Carolina have anything left in the tank after that emotionally deflating conference loss last week to Rice 18-17?
Well, they'll be a little bit deflated, but they have to have something more in the tank, Patrick. They don't have a choice. Their backs are up against the wall. As you said, they, you know, just a week ago going into the Rice game, they had the opportunity to lock up the Eastern Conference and assure themselves a bowl, and they lose at Rice. And, you know, they can't afford to let that be the letdown that ends their season. So they don't know yet if they're going to go to a bowl. They're eligible. But there's no guarantee, so their backs are against the wall, and I think they'll come out fighting today.
For NC State, quite the disappointing run to end their season. They've lost six in a row. They've only won three games this year. It's going to be senior night, so 16 seniors will be playing their final home game for the Pack. So that factor does exist tonight. But outside of that, what would you say NC State is playing for? Chuck Amato's fate may have already been sealed from what we understand. A lot of reports swirling out there that either tomorrow or Monday there'll be a press conference to announce that he'll no longer be the head coach of the NC State Wolfpack. And that's turning up enough now. It's just beyond message board fodder. The Pack looks, they looked listless last week in that 23-9 loss to UNC. This program's reeling right now.
Yeah, I think that was the game that kind of did their season end. If there's anything to play for today, it is those seniors. You never want to send the seniors out on a bad note. The fact that State's had a couple tough years here lately, and those seniors probably hadn't seen the prosperity that they thought they were going to have. You know, a lot of them being recruited out of Florida and they kind of promised the world, and it just hadn't happened for them. So I think if you're going to play for anything, it's going to be those seniors. I don't think there's much else to play for. I'm sure they love their coach. But as you said, I don't think the outcome of this game will really help to keep them. Like, yeah, at best, they can hope the outcome of this game gets them fired.
Yeah. Well, word is that Chuck Amato may already be out. So certainly if that decision is hinging a loss tonight, especially a convincing Pirate win, and the Wolfpack would go down and defeat in the hard way, that could make things really interesting.
the rivalry factor, Kevin, it does exist, I still think, especially among these players. A lot of these guys have played football together and against one another coming up through the scholastic ranks. And certainly I'm sure there's been some back and forth talk, certainly amongst the fans, but maybe even between some of the players who are friendly rivals.
Yeah, I think it does exist. You know, I think a lot of times that the ACC and the NC State and Carolina sometimes try to act as though, you know, East Carolina is not a rival. But you got to compete against us as far as recruiting and just state pride. And so I'm sure that they want to win this game just so they can say, hey, we may not have had a great year, but we're still good enough to beat you guys. And then for East Carolina, you know, as I talked about before, a lot of these guys, you know, maybe wanted to go to NC State or maybe wanted to go to Carolina, weren't offered scholarships, and East Carolina took them in as kind of the stepchild, you know, if you say. And so it's one of those things where, we're fighting for pride, we're fighting for a bowl game, but really we want the respect of these in-state schools.
Hey, Kevin, we'll get more from you later in the show in our second hour. So we do look forward to that, and we'll check in with you. I guess you'll be at or close to the stadium when we do, so we'll look forward to talking to you then.
Okay, guys.
Kevin Monroe with us here, our lead analyst on Talk 1070. Denny O'Brien in a little bit as we'll scout the Pirates. It's Rivalry Saturday in college football. Trent McGee with an update on games currently going on and finals from today's early action. That's coming up next. NC State playing host to ECU in the capital city for the 20th time. Can the Pirates rebound from last week's road loss? We'll tell you about it, let you know, and we'll certainly know 6 hours from now. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the flagship station of the ECU Pirates.
You know Schlotsky's Deli. Funny name, serious sandwich. Schlotsky's Deli is serving up Greenville's freshest lunch right in front of Target on Evans Street. The Greenville Schlotsky's Deli has been locally owned and operated by ECU grad Michael Hart for 10 years now. Every sandwich at Schlotsky's Deli is made with fresh from scratch bones. I'm not talking about frozen bread thrown in the oven. Schlotsky's Deli actually makes their tasty sourdough wheat, jalapeno cheese, and rye bread from scratch every day. Great oven-toasted sandwiches, gourmet pizzas, wraps, salads, soups, and desserts. Schlotsky's Deli is a great choice for lunch or dinner. Plus, Schlotsky's caters with box lunches, deli trays, and all the sides to make your office gathering, church event, tailgate party, or any occasion a huge success. Free in-town delivery available for large orders. Schlotsky's Deli in front of Target on Evans Street in Greenville, also in Fayetteville and Goldsboro. Schlotsky's Deli. Funny name? Serious sandwich.
Greenville Nissan, it's the bottom line here at clearance. With the biggest savings of the year on the entire Nissan line, including the Sandlin Nissan 350, versatile Nissan Pathfinder, and the fuel-efficient Sentra. The deals are hotter than ever before while we clear out our remaining inventory. We have 1% APR financing available, up to $3,000 in factory rebate, and our $1,000 low price guarantee. With outstanding cars that get almost 40 miles per gallon like the all-new Versa, you don't only save when you get your vehicle from Greenville Nissan. You also save at the pump. And bad credit is no problem. Here's the bottom line. Now is the time to get your new Nissan from the number one rated Nissan dealer in the area for 3 years. And you can expect miracles with free oil, free towing, free breakfast with every vehicle we sell. Greenville Nissan. Just past the Cracker Barrel on Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
See Thursday and Sunday's Daily Reflector for details.
Big Hen, guess what? My car is acting up again.
You know, PJ, you really should take better care of that vehicle.
Well, you know me, Big Hen. If it moves and it shouldn't, I'll just use duct tape on it. If it doesn't move and it should, I'll just squirt some WD-40 on it.
Exactly. Dude, you really ought to take it over to AMCO Transmissions. Jack Brubaker really does have the most qualified technicians and all the proper equipment to diagnose the problem quickly.
You're right. When I had problems before, the guys at AMCO, they took great care of me.
Yeah, take my advice. Head over to AMCO right now next to Pitt Community College on Memorial Drive. Let the guys have a look, but do me a favor, drive carefully, will you? I've been noticing you. I think you need to brush up on your driving skills.
You think anyone that's going slower than you is an idiot, and anyone going faster than you is a maniac.
True. What's your point?
Well, I really have no point.
Exactly.
But I'm heading to AMCO Transmissions right now.
Good boy. Remember, for complete car care, folks, take your vehicle to the local award-winning AMCO Transmissions Memorial Drive in Winterville.
Can I do the horn this time?
Sure. AMCO, AA.
Honk, honk.
MCO, Badhorn.
The long-awaited new Pear Electronics showroom is now open at 105 Freight Street in Greenville.
Come by and see your new HDTV. Shop early for the holidays and get the best prices guaranteed on the best brands. Rumco, Pioneer Elite, Sony, Hitachi, Marantz, and Samsung at the best price, period. The experts at Pear Electronics can handle your repair work whether you bought it here or not. Pear stands behind everything they sell. Come see the brand new Pear Electronics showroom today. 105 Trade Street.
UDE and PirateWear.com present the largest selection of ECU sportswear in the world. That's right, folks. The greatest collection of ECU clothing and accessories can only be found at UDE in Uptown Greenville. T-shirts, sweats, golf shirts, tailgating tents, plugs and stags, Nike sideline gear, and an entire wall of new ECU hats are on display now. Don't forget to check out the newly redesigned ECU Stairwell of Fame, honoring ECU's finest. The largest selection of ECU sportswear in the world can only be found at PirateWear.com and UDE across from Chico's in Uptown Greenville.
You're listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Good afternoon, I'm Trent McGee with your Pepsi Game Day Countdown scoreboard watch in the top 25 today in the Big East. South Florida got a huge win over West Virginia, 24-19. West Virginia running back Steve Slayton was held to just 43 yards rushing on the day. Number 4, Florida beat Florida State 21-14 rather in Tallahassee. Number 13, Oklahoma State 7 that game at the half. Number 15, Rutgers rebounded from that loss to Cincinnati last week and blew away Syracuse 38-7. Number 19, Tennessee got by Kentucky 17-12 in Knoxville. The Vols moved to 9-3 on the year. South Carolina went into Death Valley and got a big win over the 24th ranked Clemson Tigers 31-28. Number 17 Virginia Tech moved to 10-2 on the year after blanking Virginia 17-0. Games just getting underway right now. Number 12 Boise State out of the WAC, the only other undefeated team in college football, tangles with Nevada. That game is foolish right now in the first quarter. Number 8 Louisville's up over Pittsburgh 7-0 midway first quarter. Number 16 Georgia Tech and Georgia are scoreless in the first quarter. And number 21 BYU has a 14-point lead over Utah late in the first quarter. In the ACC, a final from Durham today. John Bunty won his last game as the head coach of the Tar Heels, 45-44 over Duke. You could say the Butch Davis era has now officially begun in Chapel Hill. In Conference USA, Rice, looking for its seventh win of the year, is leading SMU 17-0. That game just underway in the second quarter. And UCF finishes the year at 4-8 after a 31-22 win over UAB. We'll have more scores in the Pepsi Game Day Countdown coming up. We'll be back with Denny O'Brien next.
In the fight against cancer, state-of-the-art technology and compassionate care can be the key to your survival. And that's just what you'll find at ECU Radiation Oncology. From IGRT and IMRT to the gamma knife and more, ECU Radiation Oncology provides patients the best outcomes possible. If you're looking for the best ammunition in the fight against cancer, look to ECU Radiation Oncology. Give us a call at 252-744-2900 or visit ecu.edu/radiationoncology.
I'm Peggy Christopher with the Little Bank. At our bank, we offer a full line of personal and business services. Our loan decisions are made promptly and locally by lenders who have loan authority. Our mortgage officers also offer competitive, no-hassle residential home loans. Here's the best part. The Little Bank's Greenville staff is collectively over 165 years of banking experience. Come visit us in Greenville at our office located on Red Bank Road. Because a great community deserves its own great bank. We want to know you.
Member FDIC.
For the very best insurance coverage, all you have to remember are GMAC and CIAG. After all, GMAC and CIAG are in your life in so many different ways. Carolina Insurance Agency of Greenville offers you personal service in Greenville as the only GMAC Platinum agency in Greenville. And as an independent agency representing GMAC as well as over 30 top insurance companies, you'll find truly superb rates, much lower than what others offer for comparable coverage. If you keep keep it clean, no points driving records, those four little letters are going to mean preferred rates that save you a bundle on car insurance. But Carolina Insurance Agency also delivers excellent rates for those with DWI, along with great rates if you have a point or two on your record. Just call 830-2700 and a Carolina Insurance Agency of Greenville agent will fill you in on all the details. Auto, home, life, or business, you'll find only the best from a local agency that cares. Call 830-2700 now or go online at CIAGINS.com. GMAC and Carolina Insurance Agency of Greenville. Only the best. Want to hear a great concept? CPW's in Greenville features a restaurant in a restaurant. What is a restaurant in a restaurant? Well, let me tell you. CPW's knows that you love the wide variety of culinary delights on the regular menu, but that's not good enough for them. CPW's gives you a rotating menu of their favorite chef's picks that features fare from around the globe. Join CPW's this month as they travel to the Pacific Rim. Tingle your taste buds with a fusion of flavors and techniques from the East and West as they lock and roll with kicked-up versions of classic Asian, Australian, and Hawaiian dishes, including crab wontons, Asian firecracker shrimp, surf and turf kangaroo, and shrimp kebabs. Join Lori at the bar for her amazing green teeny and loco loco mocha mocha, and party with the staff every Thursday for our soon-to-be famous Luau Night. The food and drink are fun and the chopsticks are free. CPW, Staten Square, across from the hospital, Greenville. Come taste the world.
It's truck month at Hastings Ford. It's your best chance to save on a built or tough truck. Hurry in now while all remaining 06s are priced under factory invoice. Plus, get interest rates as low as 0% for 60 months with approved credit. The new 07s are arriving every day, and we've got to make room. So come on in during Truck Month and make your best deal. We're Eastern North Carolina's truck headquarters. With the 06 Ford F-150, Ranger, Expedition, and Explorer are all priced below factory invoice. Plus, take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months on most Ford vehicles. See Hastings Ford today. Or visit us online at HastingsFord.com. You won't find a better price anywhere than Hastings Ford. 10th and Greenville Boulevard in Greenville. We're Eastern North Carolina's truck headquarters. Hastings Ford, your key to satisfaction.
You're listening to FC Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, a 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
We're rolling on back in Greenville. Patrick Johnson with you. FC Game Day Countdown. Can the Pirates get back to that emotional level that it will take to close out the season and earn a seventh win today against their rival NC State? Not going to be easy against the Wolfpack in Raleigh. Never is when these two lock up. But here's Coach Holtz on recovering from last week's heartbreaker at Rice.
An emotional win and an emotional loss. Sometimes it's hard to get out of your system to really, and it's not so much will it be out by game day. The pain and the hurt will be gone by game day. It's still there on Monday, and I'm sure it'll be there a little bit on Tuesday. But as you start getting into the preparation for everything, you start kind of, okay, we're going to do this and this and attack it this way, and you start getting into the game plan, that game becomes farther and farther away, and you get it behind you, and by Saturday, I don't think it'll be an issue.
We will see if it is. Quarterback James Pinckney, his motivation for today is to go out finishing a winner.
I mean, this game, we just finish out on top, finish out on a good note, just make things better for ourselves after this game here. We just gotta wait and see what's going to happen.
And, of course, Pinckney speaking to it, alluding to there the possibility of the Pirates being able to go to the Conference USA Championship game. The Marshall-Southern Miss game is a game that we'll talk about throughout the 2 hours here today as we get you set for that one. A big game, in fact, Marshall. If they beat Southern Miss, Pirates will be in the championship game in Houston next week. But some business to take care of for ECU and some business to take care of right now with our friend Denny O'Brien, editor of the Pirates Chess, Bonesville.net columnist, co-host of this esteemed show, Pepsi Game Day Countdown. Pirates in the pack tonight from Raleigh, 7 o'clock in East Carolina. In your estimation, DOB, recover from that devastating setback in Rice last week.
You know, Patrick, I'm not sure. You know, I was actually talking to Nick Summers earlier today, and, you know, we were both exchanging stories how we've had so much trouble convincing people that we've talked to over the past week just how disappointed and downtrodden that locker room was following the Rice game. And we both said, you know, in all of our years covering sports, We've not seen a locker room like it. You know, they were just absolutely devastated. It's going to take a lot to recover from what they experienced on Saturday, because there is every dream that they had this season was pretty much secure with a minute left in that game, and even with about 45 seconds left in that game before they completed the 4th-and-10 pass to Jarrett Dillard, the big wide receiver for Rice, and it kind of diminished there with 3 seconds left on that field goal, and that's going to be a huge thing to recover from, and I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Dauber, I think that speaks to exactly, though, the fact that maybe the fans, and certainly we know the players do, but a lot of downtrodden fans as well, maybe they finally realize that, these Conference USA games are equally, if not more important than these non-conference games, although this is a huge rivalry game today.
You know, I had one reader who emailed me about my column on Monday just trying to convince me that a win over NC State was much more important than a win would have been over Rice.
He's wrong.
And I disagree with that 175%, because a win over Rice guarantees that you have 7 wins, guarantees that you're in a bowl game, guarantees that you're playing for a conference title. All of that's for not, the only thing that a win today guarantees is that you're in a bowl. It does not guarantee that you're playing for a conference title. Best case scenario or worst case scenario, a win today guarantees that you're probably in Birmingham. While a win today would be big, it's over a team that's really struggled for the past 7 weeks, having lost 7 straight games, that has a coach very much in danger. So you really set yourself up for a tough situation. It's win today or perhaps stay home. So you could have avoided all of that with a win last week against Rice, and that's why that was a more important game.
Eric Graham out with the MCL injury. He's out for a couple weeks at least. That's not going to require surgery. So if the Pirates were to get some help from Marshall and be playing next week in Houston against the Cougars, Graham wouldn't be available. Offensive line play last week, certainly after Graham went down, was, especially in the second half, less than desirable. The hold comes to mind that Lance Neese was called for that resulted in the safety. They were doing it on the fly last week, although they did have good success early on with Graham, after Graham went down, I should say. But Steve Schenkweiler, he's had time to get this offensive line set, and they're not going to have to do it on the fly today. Still, a very good defensive front for NC State. How do you see that matchup, Denny?
It definitely favors NC State. Tank Tyler's an NFL draft pick, perhaps as high as the first round. You know, they did lose a lot of guys on that defensive unit last year from NC State, but they still have a lot back. That offensive line's going to have its hands full. I think if Eastern wins this game today, it's going to be through the air. I think they'll struggle on the ground. I really do, because of guys like Tank Tyler. They do have DeMario Presley, who is out on the injury report. He's a very talented defensive lineman. So we'll see if there's a big drop-off for the Wolfpack there on that other interior lineman spot with Presley out. But, I think it favors NC State. I mean, regardless of the records and regardless of the fact that, a lot of people think East Carolina's going to win this game, NC State, without a doubt, has more talent on the field. There's no question about it. You definitely tip the coaching edge towards East Carolina in a big way. But talent-wise, NC State definitely has better personnel on the field. It just has not performed as well as East Carolina has this season.
Denny O'Brien on the line with us, editor of the Pirates Chess, Bonesville.net columnist, contributor here on Talk 1070, co-host of the Pepsi Game Day Countdown, Harris Interactive poll voter. He's married, too. I don't know how he has time for his wife. He's so busy. The running game, DOB, Brandon Fractious' situation, 83 yards, 10 carries in the first half. Coach Holtz this week kind of candid in that he didn't think Brandon Fractious was doing what Fractious needed to be doing with the holes he was provided and breaking tackles as he started to run the ball downhill in those situations last week. Fractious frustrated after the game, the loss at Rice, but Fractious will start today. He is going to get the call as the starter. Still, there is a little bit more I got to think to this other than he might not have been breaking tackles, but he had 83 yards in the first half.
Yeah, he definitely did, and he looked really good on those first two drives for East Carolina when the Pirates were moving the ball at will. I thought the very early in that game, I thought East Carolina might blow up for 500 yards in that game. I really did. I mean, I saw nothing about that Rice defense that suggested to me that it could keep East Carolina at bay the way that it did. But, give credit to Rice. They made the adjustments. But in terms of Brandon Fractious, we talked to him after the game, and he bit his tongue when he came to the question as to what really happened out there. I don't think it was necessarily a 100% a performance thing, unless it was, you know, missing some key assignments with blocks, which is one thing Brandon did admit. But, you know, 10 carries for 83 yards. Granted, Chris Johnson had a nice run, okay? I know he had 12 carries for 83 yards, but let's face it, 45 or 50 or whatever it was came on that one touchdown run. And he had some key runs on that last drive where he became Chris Johnson again, danced around, four-yard loss into East Carolina in that third and 12 situation. And what happened again? They go to Chris Johnson again on the pass. He drops a ball that should have been caught. I've heard people say that it would have been a tough catch. I disagree. I think it was very much a routine catch, even though he was running full speed. And he was unable to secure victory for East Carolina. So I really like Brandon Fractious. I hope he's able to stay in there all day this afternoon or this evening, because I think he is, without a doubt, the best running back East Carolina can put on the field.
Then he talked about NC State, and you mentioned the talent level being probably greater on the NC State side. Of course, they beat BC and FSU earlier in the season. What's been the downfall for State this year? They've put, I think, in my opinion, better teams on field. Of course, they lost two to Carolina. They've put better football teams on the field than some teams and just could not come away with the win. What's been their biggest weakness, you think, the entire year?
Without a question, it's on offense. You know, that offense doesn't lack a whole lot of creativity. They haven't scored 24 points in a single game this season. The most that the Wolfpack has scored was 23 in the opener against Appalachian. So you have to feel like the East Carolina defense should keep the offense, give the offense a chance to go win the game. You know, if the Pirates lose this game, you have to feel that the defense isn't going to be what does it on. But if you look at the Wolfpack, you know, they don't have a great quarterback, Daniel Levin. He looked good in those first two wins against Boston College and Florida State, but that was before anybody had any film on him. And, you know, the offensive line, I think, is the biggest weakness on that football team. It's a little hurt right now. They're not opening up the holes that we'd seen earlier in the year for Andre Brown and Tony Baker. So with the Pirates' defensive line that has a lot of personnel and is probably the strength of that defense, you know, you have to feel that maybe you tip the scale towards the Pirates in the trenches when they're on defense. So, you know, this, I have a feeling this is going to be a very low-scoring game, and it's going to be the quarterback who goes out and makes plays that wins games. So there's going to be a lot of pressure, I think, on James Pinkney. He has to rebound from what he did last week, and it is against a better secondary in the Wolfpack than what we saw last week against Rice.
You speak of James Pinkney. We heard from JP earlier in this segment. Evaluate this year, and what type of game does he have to have tonight?
Evaluate this year, I would give him about a C. He's not performed as well as I thought he should have performed. You know, he should be flirting with that 3,000-yard mark, and he certainly shouldn't be sitting here with 9 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions. A lot of his sacks I credit to him and not the offensive line, because he hasn't gotten rid of the ball. He's put the ball in danger. We saw that in the second half against Rice on that interception he threw right to the linebacker. It's been a very up and down year. He's had some A games and he's had some F games. We saw the F game last week. And the last time we saw an F game was against Tulsa, and what happened? He rebounded against SMU and had probably the best game of his career, throwing for 391 yards. So he's had some great games this year, and he's also had some duds. It's been a very mediocre C-plus type of season for James. He really needs to have a nice game, because I don't know how well the Pirates will run the ball today.
Andre Allison, likewise, has maybe had a bit of a disappointing year. He hasn't really been the same, in my estimation, since he missed that time with the injury.
Found him deep. You know, he hasn't gotten by in the secondary much all year, and a lot of that is because they double up on him. You know, they bring the safety up to help out, and we saw that last week against Rice. They did try to get it to him deep one time, but he was flanked by two defensive backs, and he was unable to free up from them. So they've had to really work Andre in on short routes to try and get him the ball more, and work him in on end arounds and things like that to try and get him more into the game. I think East Carolina's passing game is going to be dependent a lot on James' willingness and ability to get it to guys like Steven Rogers and Phillip Henry. I know Phillip Henry had that fumble earlier in the year against UAB, which cost them that game, and the Pirates would not be in the situation that they're in right now had he been able to hold on to that ball. But he has been as good a receiver, in my estimation, when they throw the ball in his direction, in terms of making big plays, as anybody else has on this receiving corps all year long.
Pirate defense has been the story this year for East Carolina, allowing just 92 yards rushing to their opponents in the last five games. They forced at least two turnovers in 10 of the last 13 games. That, of course, dates back to last year. This defense has really caught on under Greg Hudson, who is probably going to get a lot of attention this offseason from other staffs, if not some coaches that might, or some programs that may even be looking for a head coach. I don't think that's too far-fetched that Coach Hutt is going to get a look from some people in other circles of college football. But the defense has been the story, and it's going to have to be the story today, quite possibly.
Yeah, and I think this, to Greg Hudson's credit, you know, he's changed the philosophy. It's an aggressive defense, but it's not one that takes a bunch of risks and gambles. You know, they play a base 4-3 gap control defense. There's not a lot of blitzing involved, so they don't give up a lot of big plays. I mean, when you think about what this defense went through throughout John Thompson's 2 years, it was big play after big play after big play. We don't see a whole lot of that under this defense. Last week was one of the worst performances, I think, of the defense all year long in terms of yardage that it's surrendered. I know they only surrendered 18 points, but they did intercept two balls in the end zone. That was potential scores for Rice had they not thrown the ball away like they did. So the defense has been good. You know, it doesn't sack the quarterback a lot. I think they need to get some pressure on Daniel Levis because I think he can rattle him. He's a mentally tough kid, but he doesn't possess the physical tools that you'd like to see. He doesn't have that great of an arm. So maybe if you pressure him and make him throw against his body, you can really create some havoc there. So I think there's a lot of pressure on those defensive ends, Marcus Penn, C.J. Wilson, Scotty Robinson, Zach Slate, those guys, to get some pressure on the quarterback because that's one thing the defense hasn't done that great a job on. But that secondary, you know, the sacks that we have seen have been created by the secondary, which really has done a good job of covering people this year.
We talked about the Conference USA Championship game possibility. Marshall has to beat USM. You think that is something that could very well happen?
Yeah, in fact, I predicted it earlier this week. I think Marshall's going to win that game tonight. I think Ahmad Bradshaw can create enough havoc. I just really do not like Southern Miss on offense. I don't think they're that good of an offensive football team. I'm not impressed with them at quarterback. Jeremy Young, when he's been in there, which we saw against East Carolina, he looked very mediocre to below average and under center. And the other guy that they bring in there, he's not great. The Pirates showed that the young freshman, Fletcher, he's a good running back, but he also can be contained. So I think if Marshall can get enough stops in there, I think they can score on that Southern Miss defense with guys like Ahmad Bradshaw. And even in the passing game, you know, with Bernie Morris and Jimmy Skinner, you know, I think those guys can make enough plays to win that game. That's why I picked Marshall. You know, they've got a lot to play for themselves. They're fighting for bowl eligibility. If they win, they're 6-6. And by the way, they're a very attractive bowl possibility because of the film that's coming out in December, which could create a lot of buzz to whatever bowl they attend.
All right, tell me about the bowl scenario. You touched on that. You wrote about it on Monday in your column. And there is a possibility for those that might have missed your appearance on Talk of the Town on Monday earlier in the week. There is a very realistic possibility, especially with the win today, that some other bowls are going to open up out in the West. The Phoenix, the bowl out in Phoenix, the bowl out in Boise, because the major conferences are the BCS conferences are not going to be able to have enough teams qualified to fill those slots. Recap that for us, DOB.
Well, that's become null and void because Miami beating Boston College brings it to 6-6, and the Hurricanes have stated that they will go to a bowl game and that Larry Coker will coach the Hurricanes in that bowl game. So now the ACC has filled all of its bowl obligations. The Big Ten, after I talked to you guys on Monday, did accept the bid to the Insight Bowl which leaves open the possibility of the bowl in Detroit. The Motor City Bowl potentially comes open now because it looks like the Big Ten will have two teams in the BCS, which will free up one of its bowls. It looks like that's going to be the Motor City Bowl and not the Insight Bowl. So maybe Brenton Donowski and the guys in the CUSA office can secure a spot in the Motor City Bowl, which Conference USA has had a previous relationship with. So that becomes a possibility. But if you're East Carolina right now, you are pulling very heavily for SMU to beat Rice. And here's why. The Armed Forces Bowl has stated that it would love to be a part of the resurgence of SMU football. And if win or lose, SMU is bowl eligible. You do not want to see SMU going to that bowl at 6-6 because that also means Rice is going to a bowl, and that means East Carolina would be shut out of Conference USA's five bowl possibility. So if you're conference, if you're East Carolina, you're definitely rooting for SMU to win that game, because it looks like that they have a very strong chance. Certainly at 7-5, I think they get the Armed Forces Bowl bid, and possibly even at 6-6, they do. If SMU wins, you have to really like East Carolina's chances, win or lose today, to get that bowl bid from either New Orleans or Birmingham.
We just told Trent Stoneby 24-17 SMU is leading in that game there. So a scenario that could play out favorably for East Carolina. Conference USA Coach of the Year and Player of the Year, Denny, who are you taking?
Ooh, you know, that's tough. You know, I really would like to withhold until the conference championship.
You can't.
Game, but
no,
you
know,
if
can't.
I were to vote right now, it would be Todd Graham at Rice. Let's say there's a scenario where Skip Holtz wins today, Marshall wins. Skip Holtz goes to the title game and beats Houston. Then I take Skip Holtz for winning the conference championship after being picked to finish sixth in the East. In terms of player of the year, I haven't seen him play live this year. I've only seen him play live once when he came to Greenville, but I'd have to take Kevin Cobb in that argument, even though the Dillard kid down in Rice is as good a player as I've seen play live all year long.
We talked beginning of the year disappointments and surprises in Conference USA, and you said UCF was going to be the biggest disappointment, and they have not lived up to their preseason billing. So I got to think you're sticking with that pick. Surprise in Conference USA. Who's the big surprise this year? Houston and East Carolina come to mind.
Well, I would go with, I would have to say Rice. I mean, Rice does not have the athletes to have the record that it has right now. That is an amazing coaching job by Todd Graham, by Major Applewhite, who I'm very high on, the offensive coordinator for the Owls, who was the former quarterback at the University of Texas back when Chris Sims was there. I think he's an up-and-coming coach. I think you're going to see him somewhere other than Houston, Texas, in the very near future, directing somebody's offense. That is a creative as an offense as I've seen. So I'd have to say Rice is the biggest surprise. I didn't think East Carolina was the worst team in the East by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I thought that it would compete for the East title. So the Pirates are doing kind of what I felt that they would be able to do this year. But in terms of a disappointment, you'd have to go with, right now, I might even say Tulsa is the biggest disappointment for losing 3-3 before one against Tulane yesterday. Aside from that, you definitely go with Central Florida. I think Rice easily is the biggest surprise of the season.
McGee will have scores. We scout the Wolfpack with Denny next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Taco Bell is introducing an exciting new offer for Pirate fans this year. On every Pirate football Saturday, all beef tacos are half price at Taco Bell. That's right, fans. Pirate football and half price tacos all day long. Now that's a winning combination. Visit Taco Bell with three locations in Greenville, Memorial Drive across from the hospital, Highway 11 next to Pitt Community College, and on the corner of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard. Don't forget, half price tacos every Pirate football game day at Taco Bell.
For three generations, the customer has always been right. For three generations, it's all about the best value, convenience, and service. Just because TVs aren't black and white anymore doesn't mean customer care isn't. Now you can sit in front of your PC, log on to brownandwoodauto.com, and still get the best value in customer care. The way you buy may have changed, but the way we do business at Brown and Wood hasn't. Treating you right is still black and white.
Brown and Wood, we always
want to know where to go to watch the big game with a fun atmosphere and great food? Bowley's Fifth Street Pizzeria, Greenville. Bowley's, the place to watch football this season. Featuring 11 televisions with ESPN's College Game Plan and NFL Sunday Ticket. Bowley's also has great specials like half-price appetizers on Sundays and $8 all-you-can-eat wings Mondays, plus a drink special every night of the week. Voted best pizza in Greenville, Bowley's is serving their famous Chicago-style pizza. Stromboli's, salads, subs, pastas, and appetizers for lunch or dinner. And for late-night cravings, Bowley's stays open until 4 a.m., serving breakfast Tuesday through Saturday. Want to dine in tonight? Bowley's will deliver anything on the menu to your door. Just relax and call 752-BOLI.
That's 752-2654 for delivery. Boley's Fifth Street Pizzeria on the corner of Fifth and Cotan Street in Uptown Greenville. Serving Pirate fans for over 15 years.
WAC payments first 3 months and resumed to normal. Terms and company that may be WAC.
Attention local car, truck, van, and SUV buyers. You've seen them on TV. You've heard them on the radio through 6 p.m. Saturday. The National Auto Wholesale Liquidators are coming to Greenville to host a gigantic four-day used car sale exclusively at Bob Harbor Honda. Over 500 vehicles during this first time event. Honda, Toyota, Chevys, and Fords. Thousands below wholesale. Bad credit? No credit? It's good. It's okay. All credit applications accepted if you have any job. Only at Bob Harbor Honda. $9,000 cars. $5,000. $5,000 cars. $2,000. Up to 50% off original MSRP. Pick your monthly payment. Everything will be liquidated through 6 p.m. Saturday. Only at Bob Barber. Call 355-2500. That's 355-2500. If you're even thinking about buying a vehicle anywhere else this weekend, don't do it. The National Auto Wholesale Liquidators event at Bob Barber Honda on South Memorial Drive.
I'm with Bill Jenkins of the Clement Companies. And Bill, I know you specialize in employee benefits and life and health insurance. A lot of people may not even realize that the Clement Companies offers those products.
We're an independent agency, and as you say, we do specialize in employee benefits as well as offering life, annuities, long-term care, and disability income products.
And I imagine in this day and environment, health insurance can be a little bit of a challenge, particularly for small businesses.
Certainly. And with new legislation regarding the HSAs or health savings accounts, that's what I spend my time doing, making sure that we're offering the most competitive products for our clients.
And as an independent insurance company here in Eastern North Carolina, here in Greenville, how is the Clement Companies able to offer so much? Because you have a variety of options for people.
The Clement Companies is affiliated with the National Insurance Marketing Organization, offering the most competitive products for our clients.
The Clement Companies, providing property, group, liability, and workers' comp, also Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, group and individual benefits for their friends in Eastern North Carolina.
To Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000 watt high definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
I'm Trent McGee, your Pepsi Game Day Countdown scoreboard. We begin in Conference USA. Southern Methodist is up over Rice 24-17. That game is at the half right now. Other games going on around college football in the second quarter. Louisville and Pittsburgh are tied at 17 apiece. In the first quarter, number 12 Boise State is up 3-0 over Nevada. In the third quarter, number 13 Oklahoma leads Oklahoma State 27-14. Number 16 Georgia Tech 3, Georgia nothing. That game late in the second quarter. BYU is up over Utah 14-7. That game is in the second quarter. Other games coming up tonight. The big one in SoCal. Notre Dame, number 6 in the BCS rankings, taking on the number 3 ranked USC Trojans. Purdue travels to Hawaii tonight at 11:05 Eastern time to take on the 25th Rainbow Warriors. Other games tonight at 7:45. Number 20 Wake Forest travels to Maryland to take on the Demon Deacons. Other games of finals from today. South Florida beat West Virginia 24-19. Number 4 Florida beat Florida State 21-14. Virginia Tech blanked Virginia 17-0. Rutgers bounced back from the loss to Cincinnati last week, beating Syracuse 38-7. Number 19 Tennessee got by Kentucky 17-12. And South Carolina down in Death Valley beat number 24 Clemson 31-28. That's your Pepsi Game Day Countdown scoreboard watch. Back to Patrick and Denny.
Wide left for the Bounds that time. Clemson missing the field goal late though.
That's it.
Yep.
That was the difference.
They did. And, of course, tonight, one that's a big one as far as East Carolina is concerned, and that'll be the game that will involve Marshall and Southern Miss, and we'll have a preview of that one coming up on our scoreboards, but also in hour two, we'll take a closer look at that game. Pepsi Game Day Countdown continuing on. Denny O'Brien with us here, and DOB certainly knows about how badly this offense has struggled since Phillip Rivers was drafted into the NFL from NC State by the Chargers. Here's Coach Holtz on the offense for the Wolfpack.
I think up front they're very big. They're very physical. We compare them a lot. They're going to look a lot like Virginia. But I think up front on their offensive line, they're much more aggressive than Virginia was as a run-blocking unit. I think you look at the two tailbacks, and I think they are two very talented players. They're two great players. They're playmakers, and they make an awful lot of things happen. But what makes it very difficult to try and defend them is they have five wide receivers that I think are really good.
DeAndre Brown says for the Pirates, their job is going to be simple tonight. They've got to stop the run.
It's just our job here, just stop the run first. Because run, if they got a great running game, opens up everything. They're a big physical team like Virginia. You just got to stay down low and just keep moving.
Pirates had great success against Virginia, D.O.B. Can they have great success against defending the NC State offense tonight, in your estimation? We have Denny, or are we losing?
Denny might be going. We'll get it back.
Okay, we'll get Denny O'Brien back here in just a few moments. State has certainly had their troubles, though, with their red zone efficiency. That's something that Chuck Amato and players have been concerned about this week. Evans at quarterback, Daniel Evans, the son of NC State great Johnny Evans, as they have put him in early on, and it led to a win, a big victory over Boston College. It was a last-second Hail Mary, and everybody was pumped up in Wolfpack Nation about the Evans switch to quarterback. He'd not been very good up until that point, until he threw the Hail Mary that won the game against the Eagles. Tony Baker, of course, in the backfield. Greenville native Andre Brown, who graduated from Rose High School. He's playing with a little bit of a stinger, though, and if that gets aggravated, you may see him not play for a couple of series. So we'll certainly keep our eye on that. Defensively, this is a very good NC State team. We'll talk about that defense in a little bit, but Denny, some red zone problems for the Pack. And as I said, leading off the segment here, ever since Rivers left West Raleigh for the NFL, it's not been the same situation offensively down there for NC State.
No, I mean, it really hasn't. The Wolfpack have cycled through several offensive coordinators, Noel Mazzoni being one, and now Mark Trestman comes from the NFL, front to West Coast style of offense, which the Wolfpack really hasn't run a West Coast, a true West Coast style of offense, especially of late. But, yeah, they have struggled within the red zone. A lot of that is the offensive line. They've been unable to run it in. And as you know from watching the Pirates, when you get down inside the 10 and inside the 5-yard line, you really don't have a lot of real estate for receivers to operate in, and it's really a struggle if you have to throw it in. So if you can't run the ball inside the five and get it in the end zone, you're going to struggle getting touchdowns because it's just too difficult to throw down there.
They've had some problems, though, some injuries on the offensive line this year.
Yeah, they have, and, you know, we can speak to that with East Carolina guys like Eric Grant going down. Yeah, that's one area that Chuck Amato hasn't recruited all that well. You know, he's been tabbed a great recruiter, and he has done a very nice job of upgrading the talent over there at NC State. But he's done it primarily at the skill positions, say for quarterback. But you know, the receivers, the running backs, the secondary guys, the defensive linemen, the linebackers, really has done a nice job of stacking the cupboard up really full in those units. So the offensive line is one position for whatever reason, that Chuck Amato has just not have done a good job of stockpiling talent there. And when you start having injuries there and you're not very deep to begin with, it starts to become a struggle. And we've seen that at East Carolina as well.
Yeah, Pack only average 121 yards per game on the ground. Defensively, though, it's a different story for NC State. Very good team. The aforementioned state defense, we talked about that. Coach Holtz with his opinion on this state defense, and Tank Tyler in particular earlier in the week.
On defense, I think their linebackers are their strength. That's the core of it. They have three upperclassmen linebackers. They're very active. They run around. They're not giving up a lot of points. I believe they're giving up 300 yards a game total as an average. And when you look at the schedule that they play, that's pretty impressive with what they're doing right now as a defense. I think the man up front is Tank. He's as good as anybody we've played. We haven't seen many like him. When you look at a guy as big as he is, that can move like he is, that he can be extremely disruptive to an offensive line, especially one that's kind of tattered and torn walking into this thing like we are right now with our offensive line.
Denny, Tank Tyler's going to make a lot of money next year. He's also going to make a lot of big plays in the NFL, I got to think. This guy just wreaks havoc.
Yeah, if he's in the market for an agent, I'm sure he will be in about 2 days. I'm free, so I'd like to have 5% of what he's going to make on that first contract that he's going
to
get.
Denny, I'd like to have 5% of what you make.
You know, he's a load. He's a load right there in the middle. And if you go back to the Boston College game, he made about four or five straight key plays in that game that gave the Wolfpack a chance to win the game. And, you know, without guys like him, you know, he came in there after the Wolfpack lost guys like Andy Lawson and Mario Williams. So it just shows the depth that Chuck Amato has created over there on the defensive side of the ball, especially on the defensive line. So he's really going to create some havoc. Guys like Matt Butler, guys like Josh Kaufman, guys like Corey Dallas, the interior line for the East Carolina, they're really going to have their hands full. I mean, you're going to probably see them getting some double teams today.
Tank Tyler, number 72 in your program, number one in many of the Wolfpack fans' hearts. Maybe Denny O'Brien's, if he takes him on as the agent, he'd be number one in Denny's heart. You know, something that has been talked about by the Pirate players this week, Denny, is the secondary for the Pack is very similar to that of Rice. And Rice did give ECU problems last week in throwing the deep ball. Could State give ECU some real problems in that matchup, the secondary versus the receivers tonight?
Yeah, they sure could. You know, the Wolfpack does have talent over there in the secondary. If you all look at the weakest unit on that NC State defense, it is the linebacking core. Up front on the front four and that back four, they're really talented. But, yeah, you're right. It could create some havoc. That's why you'd like to see guys like Devon Drew and some of the running backs get involved in the passing game, get in some one-on-one matchup with those NC State linebackers, attack the weakest part of that defense, and it is the linebacking core. You really don't, you know, I just don't know that guys like Andre Allison and Phillip Henry can get behind that talented secondary of NC State. So I like the Pirates to go with a lot of underneath stuff, work the tight end into the game. You know, I think that if the Pirates are going to have some success in the passing game, Devon Drew has to have a nice game. And when I say a nice game, I'm not talking about 10 catches, but you get 3-4 catches out of your tight end, then that really can open some things up.
Of course, one thing that's been talked about a little bit this week is the fact that Lou Holtz, the father of Skip Holtz, used to coach at NC State. Sweet Lou, the coach there from 1972 through 1975. So it's a bit of a homecoming for Coach Skip Holtz this week. And he talked about the personal emotion he'll feel in the pregame.
There'll be a little bit of emotion involved for me just from my childhood, from being 8 to 12 years old and being at Carter Finley and being on that hill and running up and down there. I mean, at the end of the game, I used to have grass stains from head to toe from sliding up and down that hill all game. And that hill's no longer there. I mean, it's a big structure now. But it'll be emotional for me just to go back and remember this and remember that. But that's not that part of the emotion and part of this game. You know, for me, it'll be a pregame thing where it's like, yeah, I remember being over there and being over there. But as far as the in-state rivalry, it's huge. I mean, it's the closest school that we play. You know, being right down the road, we went through this a little bit with Duke and Wake Forest. We talked last night with the team about it. They understand it. They know a lot of guys on this team. They played with a lot of guys on this team in high school. There are some natural things with this being an in-state rival that are going to juice these players up, that are really going to get them focused, and that's going to be helpful after coming off a loss like we did last week.
Coach Holtz, even continuing there to talk about where the real emotion is going to be in this in-state rivalry. More on that from some of the players. We talked to Nate Summers at the top of next hour. We're getting close to the top of the hour. Speaking of coaches that used to coach at NC State, Chuck Amato could be the latest guy that used to coach at NC State. If you believe everything you hear, Denny, Amato is gone regardless of the outcome of this game. It's becoming a little bit more frequent in how it's being reported and bantered about in many media circles. It makes you believe it's a little bit more the message board fodder. You know, they didn't want speculative questions asked of Coach Amato or of Athletic Director Lee Fowler or of the players this week. What do you make of this whole thing? Is Amato gone?
He's done. I really do. I think. Carolina was the last draw to Chuck Amato, and that NC State seat looks over in Chapel Hill and sees that the Tar Heels have hired Butch Davis and they're serious about football. I think that also has an impact on NC State's decision to make a change. And, you know, Lee Fowler's the guy who's under heat. You know, he's under some pressure.
Is he going to be back?
The Wolfpack has lost three straight games to the Tar Heels over the past 3 years, so I think that he has no choice but to make a change, or perhaps he could be looking at his job becoming vacant if he doesn't listen up to the big money donors who are growing a little bit tired of Chuck Amato's poor PR game that he's been playing.
So Fowler's back, in your estimation. That was one of the questions I had for you. Amato clearly out, in your estimation, and probably is already out. from what many are saying, but we'll see on that. This program, though, you know, I talked to some Pac fans today, and they're saying, hey, well, I don't want Amato to go. This guy's got the program going in the right direction in terms of they're playing close games. You know, if you're going to get not really right direction, that's probably the wrong way to put it, but, you know, why do we want to go out and get a new coach when we could stick with Chuck Amato, the devil we know, especially if they're not going to get Bill Cowher? You think Bill Cowher's the next coach there? And I mean, what can be made? Can you defend Amato by saying, okay, you know, maybe he needs to shake up his offensive staff again because they played some close football games, especially during this losing streak. He's been able to hold the team together, save the game last week at Chapel Hill.
You know, I think part of the problem with Chuck Amato, maybe the primary problem, is he's been unable to keep assistance throughout his tenure. You look at guys like Kerry Goodett, who's now at Rutgers. He was the first defensive line coach there. Buddy Green, who now is at Navy, left NC State to become the defensive coordinator at Navy. I mean, that's just a jump you don't make unless there's something going on there. You had Norm Chow, who, of course, left to get back to Southern Cal. That's an understandable move. You had Doc Holliday, who left to go to Florida, another understandable move. But regardless of that fact, he has just lost so many assistants over the years, has not been able to create any type of continuity on that staff. And thus, you haven't seen players being developed in the way that they should be developed, in the way that they should be improving throughout their four-year careers. And I think that's been the biggest problem he's had. And, you know, there's just been no sign over the past few years, or the past couple of years, that he's going to be able to right that ship. You know, from what I understand, he is a very difficult person to work for. You know, he has at times embarrassed the university, if you recall what occurred after that Akron game. I would just, you know, if I'm in that camp, if I'm Lee Fowler, I would have no reason whatsoever to keep him. It's time for them to make a change. You know, but if you're an East Carolina fan, I think you absolutely hope that they keep Chuck Amato. He will continue to recruit well in the state of Florida, and that might, as a result, maybe he disregards the North Carolina high school coaches. I think that helps East Carolina out. And also, you know, I don't think that highly of Chuck Amato as an X's and O's guy. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't think the Wolfpack can't win this game, because I certainly think that they can this afternoon. But, you know, Skip Holtz and that staff over at East Carolina, I just think is a much better staff than what they have over in Raleigh. It's going to come down to what wins out today. Is it going to be better coaching, or is it going to be better personnel? Because that's what you have in East Carolina versus NC State this evening.
Quickly, Denny, key to the game.
I think James Pinckney. I think if East Carolina wins this game, it's going to be on the right arm of James Pinckney. He cannot have even a mediocre game. He's got to go out and he's got to be great, I think, because you are facing a talent differential that you haven't faced since East Carolina played West Virginia. There's more talent on the field for NC State than any other opponent East Carolina has faced since the Pirates played West Virginia. That's saying a lot.
Hey, Denny, hopefully you get a chance to give us a call during the postgame, during the Bud Light postgame call-in show. That will immediately follow ISP Sports Network coverage. I know you're going to be pounding out your column, but if you get a shot, give us a ring in the postgame.
All right, but here's a big thing you did not know before I go here, Patrick.
Yeah.
Lou Holtz gave Chuck Amato his first coaching job when he was the head coach at NC State.
Yeah.
And both Skip Holtz and Chuck Amato were on the same staff at Florida State.
Indeed they were, Denny. You're just a fountain full of knowledge, Denny O'Brien.
I thought that you would like for me to overflow just a bit for you.
Denny, enjoy your drive from your cushy residence out in the rural Wake County area, the suburbs of Raleigh, to our Carter-Finley Stadium.
Thank you, Patrick.
Hi, Denny O'Brien there, D.O.B. with us. Always good to talk to D.O.B. We'll connect with him in our Bud Light postgame show, which immediately follows. McGee and I taking your calls at that time. Take a break, come back, run through scores. Still to come, Nate Summers, also Kevin Monroe. A lot to get to here on the big program. You're listening to Talk 1070, WNCT, Greenville, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates. Stay with us, more to come.
Inside.
Outside.
Inside.
Outside.
The battle rages on about which is the best location for eating at Down on Main Street. Is it better to eat inside?
Or should you enjoy a meal on their deck? Watch this.
Inside.
Outside.
Inside.
Outside.
How about dockside?
Oh.
Knew I would throw them on that one. So now when you choose down on Main Street, you have three choices. Inside, outside on their deck, or dockside dining. So slip away from the office and let them entice you with one of their weekday lunch specials. Or grab the kids. Stop by on the way to or from the water any weekend and let someone else do all the cooking. Down on Main Street, life is simple, delicious, and easy. You'll always find a welcome smile and a friendly greeting. Enjoy a restaurant that offers favorites for just about every taste. Make your summer complete. Down on Main Street, 107 West Main Street in Washington, on the waterfront. Down on Main Street.
Here at Suzuki of Greenville, everyone knows our 7-year 100,000-mile warranty is the best in the business. What you might not know is per square foot, Suzuki of Greenville sells more used cars than any dealer in Eastern North Carolina, period. Why do we sell so many pre-owned vehicles? Maybe it's the way we price them. Could be the selection. Is it the quality of our used cars? Maybe it's the financing. And the answer is, at Suzuki of Greenville, it's all of the above. With our reputation for quality and structured pricing, we feel that we deliver more value to the used car customer, hands down. Here at Suzuki of Greenville, we take great pride in our pre-owned selection, from SUVs to minivans to sports cars to trucks. If we don't have it, they might not make it. And financing, from perfect credit to troubled credit, 6 days a week, our bankers are in-house. The bottom line, we call the shots on credit, and our policy, everyone drives. Memorial Drive, next to Ryan's Steakhouse. Call 800-473-1183. It's a fact. At Suzuki of Greenville, we make the deals other dealers don't.
Speedy Automotive Service Center is the place more people trust for tune-ups, radiator flushes, brake service, and more. Plus, with every oil change at Speedy, you'll get a free car wash from Adams Auto Wash. Speedy cares about you and offers these additional savings right now. Our lifetime brake service is only $80.99 and includes a free tire rotation. Come in today and get $10 off all tune-ups. Now's the time to get your car ready for the winter, so stop by for a free brake inspection and coolant pressure test. Just another way we continue to provide great customer service. So trust your car to Tyler and his staff of trained professionals at Speedy Automotive Service Center, 2040 East Fire Tower Road in Greenville. Because once you come to Speedy, you'll never take your car anywhere else. That's Speedy Automotive Service Center, 2040 East Fire Tower Road, Greenville.
Mountain Dew presents
Double Entendre Theater.
What can I do for you?
Fill it up, please.
I see you have a hatchback, and I couldn't help but notice that you sure do have a lot of junk in your trunk.
Yeah, I've always had a lot of junk in my trunk. I've tried to get rid of it, but I just can't.
Well, don't get me wrong. I like a girl with junk in her trunk. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, it's true. My boyfriend feels the same way. In fact, I don't think he'd be as attracted to me if I didn't have so much junk in my trunk.
You got jumper cables, a toolbox, even a few extra blankets. I mean, that's a good kind of junk.
Well, thank you. Nice to meet another man that can appreciate the junk in the trunk.
Oh, I can appreciate it. It seems like I can't go 6 seconds without thinking about it. can I get anything else for you today?
Sure. How about a nice cold Mountain Dew?
Okay, come on right up. This has been another edition of
Double Entendre Theater.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew. Do the do.
You're listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
That's good stuff right there. Well, you too. Pepsi Game Day Countdown, Nate Summers. We're going to get to him in a little bit. We're a little behind. Nate will be complaining and moaning. Very finicky sort that Nate Summers is. We'll get to him in just a few moments, Nate Summers. But right now, here's McGee with a couple of scores going on.
Right now, early in the third quarter, Rice and SMU were tied at 24 apiece. As I said, that game midway third quarter. In Pittsburgh, number 8, Louisville is up over the Panthers 24-17. Number 13, Oklahoma is up over Oklahoma State 27-14. Number 16, Georgia Tech is up by 3 over Georgia 3-0. That game is at halftime. Other games, finals from today, Florida beat Florida State 21 17-14. Virginia Tech knocked off Virginia 17-0. And the big one out of the Big East, South Florida topped number 7 West Virginia. They moved down to 9-2 on the year, 4-2 in the Big East. So their BCS bowl hopes now may have been dashed with that loss. 24-19, the Mountaineers go down. Steve Slate held to just 43 yards in that game. Coming up next, we have Nate Summers, the football beat writer from the Daily Reflector. We'll be right back on the Pepsi Game Day Countdown.
Hey, Pirate fans, this is Coach Skip Holtz. For years, we've all been smart and dependent on Trademark for the lowest prices on gas, groceries, and much more. And now, when you're on the go, think Trade Wilco. That's right. Trademark locations have now partnered with Wilco convenience stores to provide over 300 locations throughout the Southeast. The combined family-related company will market gas under the green and white Hess brand. And, of course, no one supports the Pirates more. We know you're smart, so remember, Pirates on the go, stop at Trade Wilco.
At Brown & Wood Jeep Mazda, friends and family pricing means you can buy any new Mazda vehicle at or near invoice. Plus, get dealer cash and rebates up to $4,000. On selected Mazda vehicles. Test drive the all-new Mazda CX-7, the SUV you never saw coming. Find Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of Mazdas at Brown & Wood Jeep Mazda. Bad credit, no problem. Get approved in less than 10 minutes. Brown & Wood Jeep Mazda, family-owned and operated for 70 years. Greenville Boulevard, Greenville.
Football fans, satisfy your pirate taste for seafood with the ultimate in tailgate dining. The Low Country Boil Seafood Pail is now available at the Butcher Seafood Market. Firepower Road in Greenville. Make fresh for your tailgating party or backyard barbecue. The Low Country Boil Seafood Pail includes shrimp, crab legs, little neck clams, sausage, new potatoes, corn on the cob, sweet onions, lemons, butter, and butcher's special cocktail sauce. All in a handy disposable pail that will make cooking and cleanup a breeze. All you need is a gas burner and a huge appetite. Each pail feeds a hungry team of six. At the Butcher Seafood Market, you'll find all your favorites, including fresh ocean shrimp, clams, grouper, tuna, and mahi. Set to order, choice, and prime steaks. Steamed shrimp and crab are also available for takeout. Score a touchdown at your next tailgate party with the Low Country Boil Seafood Pail. We're yours today. Call the Butcher Seafood Market at 321-0104. That's 321-0104.
At Select Bank and Trust, we think your checking account should make sense and make sense. Sign up for our investor's checking account to take advantage of great interest rate. In addition to making money for you, you'll enjoy online banking and bill pay at no charge, plus free access to any bank ATM in North Carolina. We won't charge you, and we'll refund any charge from other banks. Stop by our branch at 3600 Charles Boulevard, Greenville, or online at selectbankandtrust.com. A common sense approach to banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Greenville Nissan, it's the bottom line year in clearance. With the biggest savings of the year on the entire Nissan line, including the Sizzling Nissan 350 EV, Hershey Nissan Pathfinder, and the fuel efficient Sentra. The deals are tougher than ever before while we clear out our remaining inventory. With 1% APR financing available, up to $3,000 in factory rebates, and our $1,000 low price guarantee. With gas-lifting cars that get almost 40 miles per gallon, like the all new Versa. You don't only save when you get your vehicle from Greenville Nissan. You also save at the pump. And bad credit is no problem. Here's the bottom line. Now is the time to get your new Nissan from the number one rated Nissan dealer in the area for 3 years. You can expect miracles like free oil, free towing, free breakfast with every vehicle we sell. Greenville Nissan. Just past the Cracker Barrel on Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
See Thursday and Sunday's Daily Reflector for details.
Attention Greenville, it's finally arrived. The long-awaited Beautiful View K&W Cafeteria is open in Arlington Crossing in front of Physicians East. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, Greenville's brand new K&W featuring a huge dining area, a separate to-go line, and a bistro setting unlike any other cafeteria. It was definitely worth the wait. K&W Cafeteria, now open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the new Arlington Crossing Shopping Center, Arlington Boulevard, Greenville.
You're listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Nate Summers is the beat writer for the Pirates for their football team, the Greenville Daily Reflector. He's on the line. We'll get to him in just a second. Big rivalry game between
ECU and NC State tonight. It's, of course, Rivalry Saturday in college football. Lots of things to get to in terms of talking about college football and the great rivalries with McGee and the scoreboard update coming up in a little bit. Have some finals from you, including the outcome of that Duke-Carolina game today, which came down to one skinny point. The rivalry between these two means a lot. It's an in-state rivalry and something that particularly North Carolina natives on this Pirate roster hold sacred. Kevin Roach from Williamson is one of them.
You know, we haven't played that much lately, but you know, it's been an in-state rivalry. You know, recruiting battles. You know, this seems to be big for both programs.
Lance Neese is from Raleigh, and he talks about growing up in the shadows of NC State.
I'm going to have a lot of family there, and I've always looked up to State when I was a kid. You know, they've always been big in my eyes, as well as ECU. And, you know, I'm just real excited about it.
From a recruiting standpoint, this is a big game as well, as we welcome in Nate Summers right now. Nate, any time that you play the in-state rival, the recruiting rights are up for grabs. I thought Kevin Monroe made a great point this week, and that is if NC State is to win this game, they could go out on the recruiting trail and say, hey, you know, we only won three or four games this year, but we did beat East Carolina. Why would you consider East Carolina? Doesn't look like that coaching staff may be back, though, but if they were to return, that's something they could certainly talk about. But the recruiting implications in this game this evening are as big as anything that may not be, you know, of immediate need. In terms of long-term importance, the recruiting implications are huge.
Yeah, definitely. I think that that's, for both of these teams, that's one of the things that's probably really on the line tonight, you know, being a non-conference game to close out the season. Obviously, in terms of the ACC, NC State no longer has anything to play for. And in terms of the bowl picture, really, they don't have anything left to play for. So, yeah, I think, you know, I think we can add that as something that East Carolina has to play for in this game, along with, you know, the possibility of them going to a bowl game. And if Marshall does them a favor, the possibility of going to the conference championship game. But recruiting is one of those things that doesn't matter as much who wins or loses, because the battle of recruiting will be going on one way or the other after this game. And, you know, I think that does add a little pressure, though, to ECU to get a win. I agree with yours and Kevin's points about it. You know, the momentum in recruiting really is, you know, seems like it's changed hands in this state a few times just since I've been covering it the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. But East Carolina, geographically, you know, when East Carolina is a winning team, they ought to occupy a huge recruiting territory in the state. You know, really, if East Carolina or win East Carolina is good enough to win and possibly, you know, go to bowl games and compete for conference championships, then you have a whole entire geographical half of a very, you know, very east and west kind of state. You know, you have a huge huge amount of kids to look at there who may, as you said, start to decide either way what they might do based on games like this. And if you want to look at it another way, you know, you look at the hottest items out there in terms of the recruits that people want to talk about, especially from our backyard there in State County. I mean, Jonathan Williams, Tyrell Worthington. I mean, I don't think it's any major surprise that these guys are you know, have both schools that are playing tonight on their top list for where they might want to go to school next year. So think about guys like that, and you know, I think that pretty much sums up how important this is.
You know, Nate, another thing I just can't. You talked about how the pendulum for recruiting has swung in this state pretty violently at times during the last handful of years. These programs have taken such a different direction from 2 years ago when State beat East Carolina 52-14 in Charlotte, and that's something that I think speaks volumes about the job that Skip Holtz has done, because he came in to a Pirate program that they weren't even on life support. They were in the morgue.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, that's the thing. You mentioned programs being heading in two different directions. At least at kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight, that's definitely still the case. You know, NC State, I think they really will dictate this game by how they show up or whether they show up for this game or not. You know, it's tough to predict with the amount of losses that they've endured. You can look back to ECU 2 years ago very easily, even though they didn't quite have that bad of a stretch, I don't think, but they also only threw, what, 2 wins into an 11-win season. So you're looking at very similar things. And, you know, as we mentioned, the coaching staff being very much in question after this game. I think some people believe, and I'm I may be one of those people that if Chuck Amato and staff are to be fired, that I'd say there's a pretty good chance that decision has already been made. I'm not sure if this game necessarily decides that or not. Obviously, if ECU wins this game, that may be the sort of the final nail in the coffin, definitely. But that's the kind of thing that it's sort of a long time coming, I think, and it's sort of hard to say if whether a coaching change will be made based on this game or not. But yeah, I think on the other sidelines, Skip Holtz is not as much of a success story as he wants to be, and like he would tell you, they haven't necessarily done anything yet, but what they have done is win some games and get themselves in a position that gives fans something to root for at the end of the season instead of just before it starts, which is what it's been for a few years at ECU.
Yeah, how much do you think of the distraction of what's going on with Amato and all the speculation surrounding that, losing to Carolina, how much is that going to have an impact on the psyche of this NC State football team, in your estimation? They had nothing, nothing that seemed to pump them up against Carolina last week, and that's the big rivalry game in their conference. It really was something that, this team is already lost, and I just wonder, can they get up? I don't know if East Carolina is going to be so pumped up that they just might be the more pumped up of the two teams that come out that could be emotionally flat. State could actually be more emotionally flat, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think that's it's highly possible. The thing is, East Carolina's loss at Rice only was such a big deal because East Carolina has played such a solid season. For all the people out there, and I mentioned this in my column last week, for all the people who love to fill in the wins and losses before the season starts, I don't know anyone that would have filled in a win for Southern Miss. So, as far as what people expected out of East Carolina this year, I think, there were a lot of people let down by the loss at Rice, but like I say, that letdown was only predicated upon a lot of success. A lot of wins had to come together for this team before they had anything to play for last weekend, so... And I think it should be remembered, too, that they still do have everything to play for coming into this game. So I don't think East Carolina has any right or reason to come out flat. They honestly don't. NC State kind of has every reason to, and, maybe that's the reason they won't. Because they've known, I think, for a while now that they really don't have anything left to play for. This game's not as big of a rivalry for NC State as it is for ECU. We mentioned that, not to belabor that point, but... That's just the reality of it. The state has bigger rivals than ECU. But that being said, I think the players would tell you that it doesn't matter once the game starts, and NC State might very well have better athletes, and probably do athletically, raw athletically speaking, they probably do. It's very difficult to imagine which NC State team will come to play.
Danny, you followed this team all year long, and I talked with you before the Virginia game and asked for your prediction. You were right on the money with what you thought was going to happen in that football game. What do you think needs to be done for ECU in this game, the key component, the entire game for the Pirates to come out on top tonight?
Well, I think the key, it really hasn't changed for them in the sense that, this offense is really, it wouldn't be fair to say they haven't showed up the last several weeks, but they certainly have not been, have not been the team that people, have grown to expect even this year, especially on offense. I think that this game for ECU, the key is just some balance on offense, a little bit of swagger in the passing game, really, is probably the most important thing they need, because that's what gives them that look, that's what makes them less predictable. And we've seen time and time again with this team that, they don't need a 100-yard rusher necessarily. It sure does help. But they don't have to have it. That's not their win or lose factor. Where it might be for most teams, East Carolina has won plenty of games with 75 yards rushing, and they can probably do that again. I would imagine. You don't want to root for that, but that's where that's who this team is right now. They're going to have a lot of trouble doing anything other than managing with an okay rushing game and a really good passing game. But that's what they've got to have. I think that. These seniors, especially Andre Allison and James Pinkney, certainly they have something to prove in this game, definitely.
Hey, Nate. Nate, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you at some other point down the line. Certainly, if the Pirates are in any kind of postseason beyond today, we'll be in touch with you. But thanks for taking the time with us here tonight. Look forward to your coverage in the Reflector and on Reflector.com tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Nate Summers will with us here. All right, take you to break. Come back. McGee will update scores for you. Kevin Monroe also in the offing as well. More to get to on our Pepsi Game Day Countdown. It's often imitated, but it's never been quite duplicated, McGee. They try. Oh, by golly, they do try, but they just don't succeed. More to come with us here coming up a little bit. Stay tuned.
Listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, a 50,000 watt high definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Want to hear a great concept? CPW's in Greenville features a restaurant in a restaurant. What is a restaurant in a restaurant? Well, let me tell you. CPW's knows that you love the wide variety of culinary delights on the regular menu, but that's not good enough for them. CPW's gives you a rotating menu of their favorite chef's picks that features fare from around the globe. Join CPW's this month as they travel to the Pacific Rim. Tingle your taste buds with a fusion of flavors and techniques from the East and West as they walk and roll with kicked-up versions of classic Asian, Australian, and Hawaiian dishes, including crab wontons, Asian firecracker shrimp, surf and turf kangaroo, and shrimp kebabs. Join Lori at the bar for her amazing green teeny and loco loco mocha mocha, and party with the staff every Thursday for our soon-to-be famous luau night. The food and drink are fun, and the chopsticks are free. CPW, Stanton Square, across from the hospital, Greenville. Come taste the world.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Hair Gel Overgeller. Less ambitious men stop with two-in-one shampoo, but you put in countless hours, tireless dedication, and a five-gallon drum of industrial adhesive. Like a lacquered hedgehog or oily porcupine, what woman wouldn't want to run her fingers through your razor-sharp stalagmites of hair?
Or is it stalactite?
Wind, water, stray bullets, even repeated hammer blows. Nothing can muss your immovable mane.
I've got other helmets.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, oh master of the moon. And while you're at it, crack open another bucket of goo. Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Agri-Supply in Greenville. Don't let the name fool you. They stock over 23,000 items for farm, shop, and home. See the great selection of quality merchandise for the homeowner and professional. Find values on products ranging from sporting goods and outdoor cooking supplies to lawn and garden, pet and equine, to truck accessories, shop tools, and more. Also, Agri-Supply has a huge line of John Deere licensed t-shirts, caps, hats, gloves, and toys just in time for holiday shopping. Are you ready for holiday cooking? See the large selection of cast iron stew pots, skillets, stock pots, turkey fryers, oils, and seasonings. Plus, did you know that Agri-Supply has a lifetime warranty on all hand tools? It's a great time of year for super values on power tools and automotive supplies. You'll find good old-fashioned customer service, honesty, and integrity at Agri-Supply. Agri-Supply, Highway 264 East, Greenville.
And now, Quiznos Radio with Baby Bob.
Hey, sub fans, you're on with Bob.
Hey, Bob, there's a sub place right down the street from me, but the nearest Quiznos is a mile away. Is it worth going the extra distance?
Can I get a little music, please? Jim, did Lewis and Clark call it quits in Ohio because it was close? Did Christopher Columbus settle for the first patch of land he ran his ship into? No, they kept going, Jim. They kept going because they knew there was something better out there, something truly special. In the sub-sandwich world, finding a Quiznos is like discovering America, a place where the finest things in life, like honey-cured ham, oven-roasted turkey, mesquite-grilled chicken, fine cheeses, and special toasted breads are bountiful. So go that extra distance to Quiznos, Jim. So paradise awaits you.
Hungry? How about a Quiznos sub? Quiznos is open for lunch and dinner with two locations in Greenville, Arlington Boulevard and 10th Street. Try Quiznos.
You're listening to FC Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000 watt high definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Patrick Johnson back at our studios in Greenville. Kevin Monroe standing by in Raleigh. Get to him in just a second. Right now, Trent McGee, real quickly with a couple of scores, some important ongoing games, some important finals from earlier today. Trent?
Number 8 Louisville right now is up over Pittsburgh, 24-17. That game is at the half. Rivalry game, Georgia Tech and Georgia. The Yellow Jackets up 3-0. That game early in the third quarter. Oklahoma over Oklahoma State, 27-21. That game late in the fourth. Finals from today in Durham. North Carolina got by Duke, 45-44. And from Conference USA, UCF beat UAB 31-22. Also, a game going on right now late in the fourth quarter. Rice is down to SMU 27-24. PJ?
Important game for the Pirates there with SMU needing to win, as Denny O'Brien explained earlier. Kevin Monroe joined us early in the show with some thoughts. He's back with us now, and we do appreciate Kevin taking the time. Fan support in the area, Kevin. You work up there in the Triangle. You're around a lot of NC State guys. The Pac fans buzz for this one?
Yeah, not at all. I haven't run into a State fan that had anything exciting to say about the game at all.
Well, it's interesting, too. You probably not run into a State fan with a full complement of teeth in their head, so.
Wow, I'm not going to make any comment to that.
It's a joke. That's a joke. People will send, well, they don't send email. They send telegrams when we say there. They type out letters, so. Andre Brown, the running game. Andre's got a little bit of a stinger. He played at Rose. You know him well, or at least knew him well when he was here at Rose, and we're a big admirer of his talents. You think he's going to be particularly jacked for today, and if he's going to try to maybe to do a lot and show well against East Carolina?
I think he will. I still know Andre very well, actually. I talk to him from time to time, try to give him advice on things, and I know that he's got a friend. I don't know if they're still dating, but he's got a friend that he's still our cheerleader. He came the last time when State played on Thursday night. He was at the ECU game on Saturday, so he's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot of friends in Greenville, and it comes back quite a bit. So I think he will be jacked up for this game.
You know, the argument's been made State's got the superior athletes, but what are some of the matchups you think East Carolina can exploit? I think the Pirates have, in some cases, better playmaking receivers, certainly a better quarterback individually, and it could be argued that the Pirates maybe in the secondary are tad better, although I think defensively those type of things, the two defenses are a bit of a wash when you compare them, maybe advantage NC State in some areas, but where are the matchups maybe in the offense, and maybe even special teams where the Pirates could take advantage today?
Well, I think the one matchup that they have the advantage maybe at the running back position. I think they've got two very quality running backs, but just haven't been able to get things going. Part of that reason is because they can't throw the football, and they really struggle passing the football. Dane Levens has done better than Marcus Stone, but here lately, he hasn't been able to get anything going. And I tell you what, he's only averaging about 150 a game through the air, and that's going to be really tough. So I think the biggest matchup is going to be East Carolina's receivers, or East Carolina's DBs, rather, versus the State receiver and Daniel Evans. We're not going to get a whole lot of pressure because that's not really our thing, but just staying back deep, playing good defensive back technique, that's going to be the major matchup.
What impresses you about State defensively?
Well, I tell you what, State really flies after the football. They're only giving up about 22 points a game. They've got a lot of athletes. They make plays, and so the games they've been losing, they've been losing close ones, so you can't expect us to outbeat them in the corner or beat them deep a lot. You're going to have to nickel and dime them and hope to put together several good drives. But this State defense is very athletic.
Kevin, it's Trent. Do you think our wide receivers can match up well with the defensive backs from NC State? They're very talented, very quick. They'll have to play really well tonight, I think, to be effective in that game. How important of that matchup will be our receivers against our defensive backs?
I think you're exactly right, Trent. I think the East Carolina receiving core is one of the best in Conference USA, and certainly will match up very well. I think they'll actually have the advantage over the State DBs. And, you know, they've got a couple DBs that, you know, can make some plays, but, you know, I don't think you can guard Andre Allison one-on-one. Kevin Roach has shown he's going to get open on third down. Steven Rogers has been big all year long. Phillip Henry. It's just so many different guys coming at you left and right. And it's going to be very tough for them to actually match up and play us man-to-man. If they try to go one-on-one, man-to-man with this tired ECU receiving staff, they're going to be in trouble.
You're there at the stadium now, Carter-Finley Stadium?
I am. I'm actually, I haven't walked through yet. I'm on the outside.
Okay, well, what do you, you're seeing a lot of purple and gold there. What's the atmosphere like?
To be honest, that's all I'm seeing. And it may be because I'm coming from the public lot, and I'm sure most of the state fans probably are parking in the permit only lot. But coming out of the private, out of the public lot, only East Carolina fans I'm seeing so far.
So that means nobody's listening to us, Mickey. That's what it basically means right now. So it's a joke. I'm kidding. A lot of people in town watching the game tonight, tuning into the big program here. The game 2 years ago in Charlotte, Kevin, things have really progressed differently for both these programs since then, huh?
No, absolutely. I think that game in Charlotte was not indicative of what this program is doing right now and where we're headed. That was not a good showing. It was the first time I guess you saw us in the gold jerseys. I don't think I'll see those today. But that just wasn't an impressive outing, and it's just a completely different football team. I think James Pinkney is pretty much the only thing that you'll remember out of that game that's going to be the same. Everything else is pretty much different, and I think the philosophy is different, and the defense team is definitely different.
One of my favorite ECU games of all time, the 23-6 win in 1999. It was the last football game of my senior year, and it certainly was something that I look fondly upon. You were a big part of that, Kevin, and I know it's a game that you always look back on and always remind me of how great you played in that game.
Well, it has a special place in my heart because it was the biggest crowd ever in East Carolina history, so you get the opportunity to play your last game, your senior day, in front of the biggest crowd ever, and you can't repeat that. So it wasn't the very last game I played. You got to also play, you know, TCU in the bowl game, but that didn't turn out very well. So I always think back to that UCC game.
And where were you in 92?
92, I was in the ninth grade, maybe. It's been a while back. I was actually just moving to Greenville in 92.
So you got swept up in all the Peach Bowl enthusiasm and excitement, and the Pirates with that great come from behind 37-34 win. That's one of the all-time great games, maybe the greatest game in the program's history, I got to think.
Yeah, because, you know, my family is from North Carolina. My dad originally from Fayetteville, my dad and my mom. But my dad had already made the decision that he was going to retire out of the Air Force and move to Greenville. So he was trying to get us excited about Greenville, and we started getting the Daily Reflector in Alabama, and right about that time, it was time for that bowl game. And I watched the first half, and I was like, I don't know, Dad, your team doesn't look very good. And then all of a sudden, he's kind of storming back in the second half and wins that Peach Bowl. So that was really my first look at the Pirates.
And you were excited after that, weren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, good call tonight. Looking forward to hearing your work on the Pirate ISP Sports Network. You've done a great job all year. You've been a real asset to what they do on that network, I think, since you got on it, but certainly this year as well. Before we let you go, give me a quick key to the game.
Well, I think we're at the Pirates going to have to score early. I think, you know, if they can get up on State, I think they'll give in. This is not a State team that's used to winning. It's easy to just kind of turn things in when you get behind. So I think Pinkney, Allison, Henry, Roach, Rogers, those guys are going to have to come out, put a couple touchdowns on the board early, and get on top and force pressure on the State team.
Are you out of breath walking? Is that what I'm hearing?
I've walked probably 2 miles trying to get inside, and we're going here shortly, so I apologize. I am a little out of breath.
I've given you a hard time. You're my guy. You know that. Hey, great work with being on with us here. We'll let you go because I know you got a lot of work to do. Try to link up with us in the postgame if you can. We'll be on with our Bud Light postgame show.
Okay, guys.
Kevin Monroe with us there, one of the favorites here. Our lead analyst for Pirate Football on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates. Get a scoreboard update from Trent McGee. Coming up next, we roll on Pepsi Game Day Countdown here on the Big Stick, baby.
You are listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Want to know where to go to watch the big game with a fun atmosphere and great food? Bowley's, 5th Street Pizzeria, Greenville. Bowley's, the place to watch football this season. Featuring 11 televisions with ESPN's College Game Plan and NFL Sunday Ticket. Bowley's also has great specials like half-price appetizers on Sundays and $8 all-you-can-eat wings Mondays, plus a drink special every night of the week. Voted best pizza in Greenville, Bowley's is serving their famous Chicago-style pizza. Stromboli's, salads, subs, pastas, and appetizers for lunch or dinner.
And for late night cravings, Boley's stays open until 4 a.m., serving breakfast Tuesday through Saturday. Want to dine in tonight? Boley's will deliver anything on the menu to your door. Just relax and call 752-BOLI. That's 752-2654 for delivery. Boley's Fifth Street Pizzeria on the corner of 5th and Cotan Street in Uptown Greenville, serving Pirate fans for over 15 years.
Patrick, did you ever take your car to AAMCO like I told you?
I sure did, Big Hand. It turned out to be the transmission. They serviced it. Now that puppy, she's running as good as new.
I knew it was going to be the transmission. It's a good thing you took it there. You know, AAMCO can service just about anything dealing with your vehicle, but it's the place to go for transmission service.
You're not kidding. With all the lights, the bells, the whistles on my dashboard, I just can't trust the work to anyone.
Yeah, transmissions these days are more complex than ever. If you don't have the proper equipment, you just can't diagnose the problem correctly. AAMCO has certified technicians and all the latest equipment that'll give you an honest and accurate diagnosis the first time you take your car.
Well, all I know is they fixed me right up. The P-Man's ride's running smoothly. You and I were going on a cruise, Big Hen.
Cruising with you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Come on, Big Hen, let's go.
No.
For complete car care, take your vehicle to the local award-winning AAMCO Transmissions on Memorial Drive in Winterville. They'll take good care of you.
I'm going to do the horn.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
AAMCO AA MCO.
With approved credit, the deepest route without paving, regardless of unit or details. In store 3 months, they're resumed to normal.
For parking lot 100 comes the Bobby Murray Toyota. 100 vehicle, $100. $100 down, $100 a month, even if your credit's horrible. Management says every vehicle must be sold in $100 during Toyota Bond, regardless of profit or loss. Only Bobby Murray has 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs from $100 a month, even if you're bankrupt. Nissan, Honda, Ford, and Chevy can do it. Used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Tundras, Accords, Civics, F-150s from $100 a month, regardless of your credit. $100 a month with $100 down. But you must act now. Call 252-977-0224. That's 252-977-0224. Only Bobby Murray has these deals. 100 vehicle, $100 down, and payments for $100 a month. Bobby Murray Toyota, Westland Boulevard, an official Toys for Tots Holiday Donation Center.
All the Rocky Mountains, it's Bobby Murray.
You know your job is rough when you wear a suit to work that's fireproof. I'm Jeff Gordon. I drive with Pepsi. This is how I open it up. I have an 850-horsepower office. Every morning, I get strapped into my chair and brace myself for a hard day's work. I have a 13.2-second lunch break, and that's to change four tires and get refueled. But after all that work, the best payment I can get when I slide out of my office on the Victor Lane is an ice-cold Pepsi. This is my work day, and tomorrow, I'll do it all over again. Pepsi Racing. Open it up.
All season long, grab a nice cold Pepsi and check out the not-so-everyday day job of Jeff Gordon. Nothing stands between number 24 and his ice cold Pepsi on Victory Lane. It's the perfect companion to the race. Join in the action. Grab a Pepsi, open it up.
Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000-watt high-definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
The Game Day Countdown School Board from today. Currently in the top 25 games going on right now. Number 8, Louisville's up over Pittsburgh, 24-17. That game being played at Pittsburgh. Louisville 9-1 on the year, 4-1 in the Big East. Number 12, Boise State's up over Nevada, 17-0. That game, 3:29 to go in the second quarter. Number 13, Oklahoma is up over Oklahoma State, 27-21. 2:34 to go in the fourth quarter of that game. Rivalry game in Georgia this afternoon in the third quarter, 8:18 to go. Number 16, Georgia Tech, holding on still to that
10-0 league. Number 21, BYU, is up over Utah, 14-10, 10:56 to go in the third quarter of that game. Finals from today, the big one in the Big East. South Florida beat number 7, West Virginia, 24-19. Number 4, Florida got by Florida State, 21-14. Number 15, Rutgers, they bounced back after a loss last week to Cincinnati. They moved to 10-1 on the year after a 38-7 shellacking of Syracuse in that one. Number 17, Virginia Tech, they blew out Virginia 17-0. Number 19, Tennessee, got by Kentucky 17-12. Number 24, South Carolina got by Clemson in Death Valley 31-28. Other games going on today in the ACC. As we mentioned, Georgia Tech holding on to that 3-0 lead there in Georgia. Tonight at 7:45, Wake Forest and Maryland coming up tonight. Both teams still very much in contention to earn the ACC's BCS bid. Boston College losing to Miami on Thursday night paves the way now for Maryland. If they can beat Wake Forest tonight in the Atlantic Division and get that crown here tonight, the winner faces Georgia Tech next week in Jacksonville, Florida for the ACC title. Our final from Durham today. North Carolina got by Duke 45-44. Virginia Tech all over Virginia 17-0. Other games going on today in Conference USA. This game, 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. SMU 27, Rice 24. Big game to watch out for there in that one. Of course, ECU and the Wolfpack coming up at 7. Later on tonight, Memphis and UTEP squaring off at 9 o'clock. The Tigers are 1-10 on the year. UTEP comes in at 5-6. The high-powered passing attack of Jordan Palmer and the Miners may prove to be too much for a struggling Memphis defense. Both teams are giving up over 400 yards of offense per game. Kickoff in Texas is set for 9 o'clock. A final from Conference USA today. UAB, they lost to UCF 31-22. UCF finishes out the year 4-8 overall, 3-5 in Conference USA. And the big one, the game that the Pirate Eyes will be on watch tonight will be in Hattiesburg when Marshall takes on Southern Miss at 7:30. Marshall sits in third place in the East Division of Conference USA at 4-3. They've traveled to the Rock to take on the Golden Eagles, who sit in first place in the East Division of Conference USA at 5-2. A Marshall win tonight will allow the Pirates a spot in the conference championship game in Houston. Kickoff is set for 7:30. A game from last night, Tulane, they got routed by Tulsa 38-3. So the Golden Hurricane, after a very great start early on, they finished out 8-4 on the year, 5-3 in Conference USA. That's your Pepsi Game Day Countdown. We'll be back here for more as we wrap up the Pepsi Game Day Countdown here on Talk 1070.
You know Schlotsky's Deli. Funny name, serious sandwich. Schlotsky's Deli is serving up Greenville's freshest lunch right in front of Target on Evans Street. The Greenville Schlotsky's Deli has been locally owned and operated by ECU grad Michael Hart for 10 years now. Every sandwich at Schlotsky's Deli is made with fresh from scratch buns. I'm not talking about frozen bread thrown in the oven. Schlotsky's Deli actually makes their tasty sourdough wheat, jalapeno cheese, and rye bread from scratch every day. Great oven-toasted sandwiches, gourmet pizzas, wraps, salads, soups, and desserts. Schlotsky's Deli is a great choice for lunch or dinner. Plus, Schlotsky's caters with box lunches, deli trays, and all the sides to make your office gathering, church event, tailgate party, or any occasion a huge success. Free in-town delivery available for large orders. Schlotsky's Deli in front of Target on Evans Street in Greenville, also in Fayetteville and Goldsboro. Schlotsky's Deli. Funny name? Serious sandwich. I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies, one of the fastest growing insurance agencies east of Raleigh. When you say growth, Jim, that means you've been successful. What's been the key to the growth and success of the Clement Companies?
Thanks for the compliment. Our key to our success has been the quality of people that we have in the customer service end of our business. They do a great job at retaining our clients.
I can vouch for that. I know you have great people down there. And, of course, it's all about keeping clients happy in the insurance business.
No longer is it good enough in a customer service arena to be satisfied. You have to be extremely satisfied, and we do a great job at doing it.
And you also have great relationships with the companies that you represent, which I think says a lot for the Clement Companies.
One of our companies is Selective Insurance, and we are a member of the President's Club we've talked about before, and that means we are recognized by Selective as one of their premier agents in the state of North Carolina.
The Clement Companies, providing property, group liability, workers' comp, also Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, group and individual benefits for their friends in Eastern North Carolina.
Have you noticed how some restaurants are saying now they let you build your burger to order? Like that's news. Where have these people been? I mean, Fuddruckers has been doing that for 25 years. Those other restaurants say they make sure your burger is built the way you want it. Hey, Fuddruckers guarantees it. You know it's the perfect burger because you get to make it that way. It's all about freedom of choice at Fuddruckers, folks. You decide the size of the burger, how you want it cooked, and you have total freedom on the toppings, so you can build it any way you want. You want 4 tomatoes? 10? 20? Go for it. No wonder Fuddruckers has been the home of the world's greatest hamburgers for 25 years. Fuddruckers, making the world a burger place.
Fuddruckers, next to the Carmike Cinema on Fire Tower Road. Check out Fudd's for lunch and enjoy the great lunch menu starting at just $5.99. Fuddruckers.
Here at Suzuki of Greenville, everyone knows our 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty is the best in the business. What you might not know is per square foot, Suzuki of Greenville sells more used cars than any dealer in Eastern North Carolina, period. Why do we sell so many pre-owned vehicles? Maybe it's the way we price them. Could be the selection. Is it the quality of our used cars? Maybe it's the financing. And the answer is... At Suzuki of Greenville, it's all of the above. With our reputation for quality and structured pricing, we feel that we deliver more value to the used car customer, hands down. Here at Suzuki of Greenville, we take great pride in our pre-owned selection, from SUVs to minivans to sports cars to trucks. If we don't have it, they might not make it. And financing, from perfect credit to troubled credit, 6 days a week, our bankers are in-house. The bottom line, we call the shots on credit, and our policy, everyone drives. Memorial Drive, next to Ryan's Steakhouse. Call 800-473-1183. It's a fact. At Suzuki of Greenville, we make the deals other dealers don't.
You are listening to Pepsi Game Day Countdown on Talk 1070, the 50,000 watt high definition flagship station for the ECU Pirates.
Almost 10 minutes away from joining the Pirate ISP Sports Radio Network. We'll send it out to Raleigh, and they'll have coverage on that for you of tonight's game between NC State and East Carolina. Game, of course, kicks at 7 o'clock from the capital city. Another game that Pirate fans will be watching with great interest tonight, scoreboard watching, keeping an eye on the Marshall USM game. Southern Miss leading ECU by a half game in the loss column. Kevin Roach on rooting for the Thundering Herd tonight. We are all Marshall, said Philip Horn on Talk of the Town this week. And Kevin Roach echoes those
sentiments. We said that last week, and you know, it's out of our hands right now. And you know, we just got to concentrate on state right now, and you know, whatever falls into place with Marshall and SMU, I mean, Southern Miss, you know, happens, happens.
Well, Coach Holt saying that they would be wearing their green undershirts tonight underneath the jerseys, rooting for Marshall. And Kevin Roach is right. Players just got to take care of business. McGee, worry about NC State. Get that seventh win. You're at least going bowling for sure if you get the victory tonight, more than likely. And then an opportunity to look at maybe playing in Houston next week, but Marshall's really got to take care of business against Southern Miss. I don't know if it's going to be as easy as Denny O'Brien makes it out to be, but who knows?
Well, I like what Denny said, and I think Marshall does have a chance in that game to beat SMU. I think their offense is not that great, and I think Marshall can exploit that. I think Ahmad Bradshaw, if he has a big game for the Thundering Herd, they can come out on top in that game.
We'll have Pirate Hoops tomorrow for you. It's a men-women's doubleheader at Williams Arena, Minji's Coliseum. Women play against Florida A&M at 1 o'clock. The men will take on North Carolina Central. That game was originally scheduled for tonight, but it'll be played tomorrow, 3:30. That'll be the approximate tip time from Williams Arena, Minji's Coliseum. Airtime on Talk 1070 and the Pirate ISP Sports Network, 3 o'clock tomorrow for the Pirates and Central, as they will tip Ricky Stokes' team off to a good start. And they've got some young talent, McGee, playing real well right now. And this young team is playing pretty good basketball for Ricky Stokes.
No, they really are, you know, coming into this game at 3-1, a big win over Limestone last week. You know, not a very tough team, but the way they won that game, 80-54, and also that road win against UNCG. So I think a very overachieving team right now we have with Coach Ricky Stokes and that young Pirate basketball team.
Don't forget our Bud Light postgame call-in show comes your way after coverage tonight. We'll be on both Talk 1070 and Cable 7 taking your calls tonight. Denny O'Brien checking in, as well as Kevin Monroe. Might even try to hear from Al Myatt, but we especially want to hear from you at 355-8822 tonight. 355-8822, the phone number to call tonight for our Bud Light postgame call-in show. as Trent and I'll have that one for you. Our great production staff will be making their way in as we'll be on the air tonight, immediately following Pirate ISP Sports Radio Network coverage. So stay up late with us tonight on this Saturday after Thanksgiving. Get you some Miracle Whip out, spread it on that loaf of bread there, a slice of bread, and have your turkey sandwich, and watch and listen to the Bud Light postgame call-in show. You'll be doing that, I'm sure, McGee. You'll be in here in the control room, the newsroom, enjoying a turkey sandwich, I'm sure.
No question about it.
I want to thank people who have helped us with the show all year and have really made it the great program I think it is. I believe that this Pepsi Game Day Countdown, I'd put it up against anything that is of its sort in the nation, not only around here. I mean, around here it far eclipses anything that anybody else is trying to do. But in the nation, I think it's probably one of the best pregame shows. And I'm not just saying it because I host it and produce it and all that stuff. I say it because I really believe that. And it's a lot of people who put a lot of hard work week in and week out into this. It may not always get recognized in full. But do want to thank Ron Clements. Ron, not here with us tonight. He's up in Raleigh, but he produces on-site for us a lot of times. He's been in the studio producing for us and has really set the tone and done a nice job in terms of providing element for music and sound clips and all that. And Ron's just done an excellent, excellent job this year. Hardworking guy, and do appreciate Ron Clements' efforts. Also to Denny O'Brien and Kevin Monroe, their analysis this year has been superb, and they have done a great job, been a lot of fun to work with. I've really enjoyed working with Denny over the last few years, and certainly Kevin Monroe is well returning to Talk 1070, coming back to the flagship. Jonathan Edwards is our on-site producer for many home games, and Jonathan also produces our opens, which are always entertaining each week. We enjoy Jonathan's work and effort and do appreciate that. Also to John Creech, who is out of the Radio Road studios a lot of the times while we're on remote. John doing a great job out there. Stoop Wallace for his contributions this year. Also to Hank and Henry Hinton. Both Hank and Henry doing a great job, are big supporters of the program. And to our friends at Pepsi and the Minji's Bottling Group, Jeff and Tom Minji's, to thank them for sponsoring the program this year. Also thanks today to Trent McGee, who's been with us a couple of times. Great work from Trent McGee. My thanks goes out to all those people, because without them, this superb show would not be as superb as it is. We'll take a break and come back. More to come here on our Pepsi Game Day Countdown. In fact, we'll wrap up the show. Trent and I'll give you our keys to the game, and we send you up to Raleigh for Pirate ISP Sports Network coverage. Stay with us here. That's the Game Day Countdown of Talk 1070. Roll on.
Panchos and Gringos Authentic Mexican Cuisine is celebrating our grand opening on Greendale Boulevard in front of the Convention Center. Panchos and Gringos is Greenville's newest restaurant featuring the finest in authentic Mexican cuisine. Come and enjoy the best fajitas, quesadillas, and authentic Mexican specialties you'll find anywhere. Greenville has never tasted Mexican cuisine like this. Panchos and Gringos offers a lunch buffet for just $5.99 Monday through Friday, nightly drink specials, a special Sunday lunch buffet, and live mariachi entertainment every Sunday night. This is not your average Mexican restaurant. Panchos and Gringos offers a great atmosphere and the best tacos, fajitas, quesadillas, and enchiladas this side of the Rio Grande. Plus, the wait staff is always dressed in beautiful Mexican attire. Bring the entire family for a Mexican feast for lunch or dinner. Panchos and Gringos Authentic Mexican Cuisine, now open, located on Greenville Boulevard in front of the Greenville Convention Center. Panchos and Gringos, Greenville's best Mexican dining.
WAC payments first 3 months, then resumed to normal. Terms and payment may vary.
Attention, local car, truck, van, and SUV buyers. You've seen them on TV. You've heard them on the radio. Through 6 p.m. Saturday, the National Auto Wholesale Liquidators are coming to Greenville to host a gigantic four-day used car sale exclusively at Bob Barber Honda. Over 500 vehicles during this first-time event. Honda, Toyota, Chevys, and Fords. Thousands below wholesale. Bad credit? No credit? It's good. It's okay. All credit applications accepted if you have any job. Only at Bob Barber Honda. $9,000 cars. $5,000. $5,000 cars. $2,000. Up to 50% off original MSRP. Pick your monthly payment. Everything will be liquidated through 6 p.m. Saturday. Only at Bob Barber. Call 355-2500. That's 355-2500. If you're even thinking about buying a vehicle anywhere else this weekend, don't do it. The National Auto Wholesale Liquidators event at Bob Barber Honda on South Memorial Drive.
Looking for a bank that makes decisions based on common sense? Well, you found it. At Select Bank and Trust, we have experienced local bankers who make timely decisions right here in Greenville about things that are important to you. Now, what can make more sense than that? Select Bank and Trust, 3600 Charles Boulevard at Bell's Fork in Greenville, offering a common sense approach to banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, and proud supporter of ECU football.
The long-awaited new Pear Electronics showroom is now open at 105 Trade Street in Greenville. Come by and see your new HDTV. Shop early for the holidays and get the best prices guaranteed on the best brands. Ronco, Pioneer Elite, Sony, Hitachi, Marantz, and Samsung at the best price, period. The experts at Pear Electronics can handle your repair work whether you bought it here or not. Pear stands behind everything they sell. Come see the brand new Pear Electronics showroom today, 105 Trade Street.
Impressions Group. Fresh ideas are the name of the game. And we should know, we've been creating fresh ideas for the area's leading businesses and healthcare practices since 1996. That's what Impressions Group is all about. But Impressions Group is more than your average ad agency. We're your marketing partner. We're not in business to win awards. We're in business to make your business grow. If your marketing could use a fresh approach, give us a call at 252-355-8345. That's 252-355-8345. Impressions Group. Fresh ideas in corporate and healthcare advertising.
Taco Bell's introducing an exciting new offer for Pirate fans this year. On every Pirate football Saturday, all beef tacos are half price at Taco Bell. That's right, fans. Pirate football and half price tacos all day long. Now that's a winning combination. Visit Taco Bell with three locations in Greenville. Memorial Drive across from the hospital. Highway 11 next to Pitt Community College and on the corner of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard. Don't forget, half price tacos every Pirate football game day at Taco Bell.
This is WNCT Talk 1070, WNCT Greenville, and Pepsi Game Day Countdown here on the AM flagship home of the ECU Pirates. Talk 1070, Patrick Johnson, Trent McGee, and McGee with his key to the game. Trent?
Pirates must be good against the run this afternoon. PJ shut down Tony Baker and Andre Bell, forced the pack into third down situations.
Got to air it out tonight. That's my key. ECU 4-2, and both those losses coming when JP threw for less than 100 yards. Pinkney among the nation's top 25 in total offense per game, so Pinkney must have a big evening if the Pirates expect to get a win over the Pack. Thanks to everybody and all their contributions to this program. Don't forget our Bud Light postgame call-in show follows the Pirate ISP Sports Network, and we turn it over to them right now.
Is a presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports. From the beaches of the Atlantic to the western North Carolina mountains and around the globe on ECUPirates.com, the Pirates ISP Sports Radio Network is on the air.
AJ in the pocket, look at left,
throwing
up, got Allison out there in the end zone, he catches the ball, touchdown Pirates!
His 19th year as the voice of the Pirates, here's Jeff Charles.
It's meeting number 24 between the Pirates and the Pack, and so much lies on this game for ECU, a winning season. And bowl opportunity hangs in the balance in Raleigh tonight. He's going to throw, look at Allison, got him out there, touchdown Pirates!